is the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, and it's 5:53.
Don't say our name when we're playing that song, because then people will associate us, all right?
Come on, man.
Ignore that. Pretend that didn't happen, unless you played it ironically.
Don't be like that.
That's a local station played by someone. I don't want to.
Local station.
Local radio station. I'm just not identifying ourselves. That's what Bean wants, right?
Okay.
Don't identify ourselves with local age. I'm going to play it again. Keep it up. I'm going to play it again. I'll do it right now.
I'd like you to say it again more than play it again.
Local H? Did I mess it up?
You said, that's a local station played by someone. That's what you said.
Yes, we were all very confused for a second.
Hey, Kevin's just lucky to be alive, man. Don't pick on him,
all right?
Seriously,
he's losing
I don't know what's going on,
but I'm tuning in to this radio station in the next break because I want to hear some stories.
I am too. First, though, Ralph is here with the first showbiz beat of a brand new week of random unnamed show. What's going on, Ralph?
When's your birthday again, Lisa?
June 23rd.
Damn it.
Why?
We just missed it because I found the perfect gift for Lisa.
Oh, really?
This morning I was looking for showbiz stories and I ran across this story. I said, this is the perfect gift for Lisa.
Christmas.
What is it?
On the way.
Christmas. This is for Christmas. I'm getting her the Vesper.
What's the Vesper?
A pendant, a piece of jewelry. It is a silver plated. Mm-hmm. Not only is it a pendant, but it also doubles as a thumb drive. And it has a USB port where you can charge it up, and it's also a vibrator.
Wow.
It's jewelry and a vibrator and a thumb drive.
It does everything.
It does everything. It stores your data, it looks lovely around your neck, and it also brings home the bacon.
Wow. How about that?
So that's a thing.
That's amazing.
That is technology at its finest. All right, it is Monday morning. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. No surprise here. Guardians of the Galaxy. Number one at the box office in its debut with a mere $94 million.
Wow.
Everybody went to see it.
Now, that shattered expectations, even for a Marvel superhero movie, right?
Shattered!
That was awesome.
I didn't have a chance to see it this week.
Very funny.
I will check it this week. Lucy, still in the top five with $18.3 million, made it number two. Get on up! Get on the good foot! The James Brown biopic made $14 million in its debut, made it number three. Then Hercules and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes were your top five movies at the box office. Planes, Fire and Rescue, The Purge, Sex Tape, and So It Goes, A Most Wanted Man. Those are your top 10 movies at the box office. This weekend, Justin Bieber is still hanging out in Spain. Guess Orlando Bloom was enough to scare him off. He was partying over the weekend with... Boy, he's just... He takes douchebaggery and then just expands it exponentially.
Yeah.
It's not like one douche plus one douche. He multiplies his douche factor.
That's squared.
This weekend he was hanging out with the Kardashians. Mm. He was posting selfies of himself, as selfies are... want to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
On Instagram with Chris and Kendall Jenner. And then, of course, Kim and Kanye. Had to get a photo with them that he posted. That one picture just holds everything that's wrong in the world in one little frame.
I would, if we're drone striking or anything, though, I would still spare Kanye just for his music. You can take out the whole, everyone else you mentioned, but I would still at this point save Kanye.
There's lots of music in the world.
Yeah, there's tons of music.
We would survive. We would go on without him.
Music right now. You know we have too many of?
People in that family? Yeah.
Douchebags.
I say worth it.
I do too. Look, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, Kevin, I thought of you. Did you see Jeff Bridges throw out the first pitch of the Dodgers game on Friday?
I did not. Did he throw a perfect strike?
Well, he did, but first of all, he's the dude. From the Big Lebowski.
The dude abides.
The dude does abide. And what was the dude's favorite sport in Big Lebowski? Do you remember?
Bowling.
So he took the ball and bowled it to the catcher for the first pitch.
I could do that.
Which was pretty funny. But then he got the ball back, and then he threw a perfect strike.
You can't do that.
I'm the dude.
He is.
So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Sure.
And he looked like he was having such a great time. He seems like a guy who really enjoys life, doesn't he?
He does. He's just one of my favorite people. And then he announced the Dodgers starting lineup. So he had fun with that, too.
Wow.
He's the man.
And the dude.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Greta Gerwig is 31 years old today. Yeah, hell yeah, Belle. You better damn Belle. Belle. Daniel Day-Kim from Lost.
Y5O
as well. 46 years old. Our President Barack Obama is 53 years old today. Just think, 53 years ago in Kenya, there was a little boy born.
Sure.
Who later went on to become the President of the United States. It's pretty cool. Billy Bob Thornton's 59, and actor Richard Belzer turned 70 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The Expendables 3 looks awesome, right?
Yes, it does.
We have a pair of passes for the premiere of that coming up at the Chinese Theater on this morning's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, plus IndyCar Series World Championship tickets and tickets to see the Arctic Monkeys, who are playing Staples Center this week. That is a sold-out show. All that, plus Kathy Griffin coming up this morning on K-Rock.
I was going to tell a different story, but something happened last night that really frightened me.
Oh, boy.
You know how most of the time you make mistakes, you can laugh at them, and especially me?
Yeah.
Well, you have to. I mean, yeah. Your choices, Kevin, often are, do I laugh or do I cry? And it would be too sad if you cried every time something happened.
It's laugh or suicide in my case. Those are my two options. So I've learned to laugh. So I make a lot of mistakes. People make fun of me. I laugh. Doesn't make any difference. Last night was bad for me. So I get in my car and I drive to Taco Bell to get some dinner.
Okay.
All right. It's a very Kevin choice.
That's the best choice ever. So I pull up. And I tell the woman that I want a combo number one and with a Diet Coke. And they have a freeze-like slushy type thing. So I order that. I pull up. She takes my money. She gives me the change. She hands me my drink and my freeze. Mm-hmm. And I put it in my little cup holder. And I drive home.
Wait, with just the drinks, no food?
So I pull into my driveway. And I get the drinks, and I start looking around for the food. And there's no, by the way, somebody else has to have done this, right? I'm not the only one.
I'm sure.
Come on, people.
People get distracted.
And thank you, Lisa. So, had the drinks, didn't have the food. Already paid for it, didn't have the food.
Did you go back?
Brought the drinks inside. Yeah. Well, there's the question is, do you want to go back? Because now you have to say to the person, I already paid for this, and I didn't take the food.
I'm the guy that...
Yeah, you have to go back.
Away. You do, right?
Yeah, you have to go back because you want dinner, too.
Right. So now there's three cars in line at the drive-thru.
Now you've got to wait.
But I'm thinking to myself, I don't need to order, and my food should be ready. Should I go around them?
How do you do that?
There's a little bit of space, yeah, where I could actually fit in front of them and pull up and say, I'm the one that
left the food. The answer is no. You don't go around
them. The answer is definitely no, and here's why. Because in the amount of time, they think you're gone. Your food is not just sitting there in a bag by the window, I wouldn't think. I think they would have put it back in rotation, so they're going to have to reconfigure your order again, would be how I would think.
Plus,
anyway.
Everybody else is going to think you're just trying to get in front.
Yeah, it seemed like too much of a dick move. So I got back in line.
Okay, good.
And boy, are you hungry at this one, by the way.
Man, they're taking forever to order, too.
Aww.
I'm like, just get this. There's 10 things. Pick one and move. Took forever. So one car goes. Now I'm two cars back. And
it takes longer, Kevin, in line when you wait for your food before you drive away. You got to remember that. That's why you're so fast.
So the person in front of me orders and orders and orders. And so then I pull up to the window and I hear the woman say, just a minute. So I say, all right. Oh, wait just a minute. So then she says, can I help you? Can I take your order? I said, I'm the guy that I just pulled up and you gave me my drinks, but I didn't take my food. I already ordered it. And she said, I'm sorry? It was a different person. It wasn't the same person.
Oh, no.
So I reordered the exact same food that I had before, thinking that when I pulled up to the window, I could just tell them I forgot it last time. They gave it to me for free. So I finally get up to the window probably 10 minutes after waiting for the other cars to order and get their food and stuff. And I pulled up to the window, and it was a different woman. She had no idea what I was talking about.
No one told anyone anything?
I guess not.
Did you have
a
receipt? No. So drinks, yes. Food, no.
Correct.
Receipt, no.
Receipt, no. I had no idea where it was.
So now you're just the guy coming in off the street who's tried to shake them down for free food in their mind.
So she says, can I help you? Or it's so much money or whatever. And I said to her, I was here before about 15 minutes ago, and I ordered some food, and then I drove off without it. And she looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, no.
Because I am. And finally, somebody else at the Taco Bell who was there, she's the girl that took my order, she came over and she goes, oh, this is the guy.
Oh, so at least you had an eyewitness on your side.
So instead of paying again, she says, oh, yeah, I got your food right here. And she handed me the food, and I put it in the car, and I drove home.
So there's a happy ending.
Well, I don't know. Is there a happy ending? I mean, I did get my food, but that happened.
How often do you hear the words, oh, this is the guy? Just in your life.
In my life? Too much.
Quite a bit, right?
All right. Here's the I understand completely the question you're asking. Is this something you should be sad about? I would say no, and here's why.
All right.
Because with the exception of a few minutes of your time, everything worked out.
Right.
This isn't like you left the dog in the car and rolled the windows up. There wasn't some tragic outcome because of a brain fart. This is something where you recovered nicely. And a few minutes after you originally had planned, you're at home enjoying some delicious Taco Bell. I think this is fine. I don't think this is anything to worry about.
Has that ever happened to you, Bean?
No.
Has it ever happened to you, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've left food at the checkout when I've gone to the grocery store.
Okay, good.
That's very similar.
That's a start. Thank you.
I've left something.
All right.
There.
Yeah.
I think she's just trying to cheer me up, by the way.
No, I mean, honestly, I think, look, I've known you for a long time. There are so many more things you should be worried about.
Oh, how dare you?
So this that must be comforting.
But most things I can put in the category of what a dumbass and move on.
This is pretty minor, though. I mean, this is absent-minded. I mean, the fact is she handed you something out the window and you drove home, which is exactly what you were expecting to do. You just didn't wait for everything to come through the window. I don't think this is that
no
big
food,
deal.
Bean. None. It's not like I had one of the two bags of food.
Right.
I had a drink.
Yeah.
And a freeze. Or whatever they call it.
You did not have your eye on the prize.
It's unbelievable. I walked into the house and I went, there's no way even I did this.
Let's see why we have a new phone screener today, so I don't know why for sure Fernando is calling in Linwood, but I think he may be calling to help or cheer you up. So let's go to line one real quick.
Hey, Fernando.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Have you done this?
First time caller. Pleasure to meet you guys.
Cool.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so I was with my kid out of the movies last movie, and then we were hungry. And so my kid, he's 4 years old, man, you want to eat? Yeah, and so I went to Taco Bell, and I order, and I just grab everything, and I grab my receipt. I don't know why, the same thing that happened to you, and I just drove off, you know?
So you drove off without the food?
Yeah.
After paying?
But my son didn't know nothing because he was 4 years old. He was like, hey, Dad, you know, you forgot the food.
It's on you at that point. You're in charge of keeping things straight at that point, right?
And then I get home and I was like, start looking for the food. The same thing happened to you, the same thing. They're like, oh, damn. Then I drove out as quick as I possibly could. And I got there and she's like, oh, yeah, you forgot your food, huh? Yeah, I told her, I forgot my food.
Wow.
And I get it back and she said, well, you know what the problem is? That it's been sitting around for like 15, 30 minutes.
Right.
So I have to do a new one. So don't worry, I'll give you a new food. And they're like, okay, that's awesome. And then I was waiting and then they gave me a food.
I can't take much more of this, Rolando.
A very long story.
And a little...
Are you saying that you went back to the Taco Bell and got double the food?
Exactly. That's what she told me.
All right, okay. Well told. And, I'm not sure I want him on my side, and I don't feel much better.
He was Kevin for a day, though.
Nobody wants that. It. Nobody wants that.
Win tickets to see that band later this morning here on K-Rock. Also, Kathy Griffin joins us. First, though, Monday morning means TMZ.com. Our friend Harvey Levin on the line. Hey, Harvey. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. How much of a lot of your crew, I bet, went to see Beyonce and Jay-Z Saturday night at the Rose Bowl, right?
I have not done recon with them yet on that.
Oh, my God. Does that sound like it was...
A lot of information on Beyonce.
Yeah. I want to talk about that because that show looks amazing, and I can't help but wonder, and I'm with Kevin on this, I hate the speculation that everybody has about every celebrity couple, whether they're going to break up or not. But at least this is based on some things that people know have gone on. And it's a huge mystery right now to people. And everybody who goes to see this show walks away with an opinion on whether they're divorcing or not. What do you know?
Well, I mean, the one thing you got to remember is they know this, right? I mean, it's not like they're in the dark.
Right.
Right? And since they know it, then maybe they're actually using this for, you know, interest in the show. They both toured recently, so this is the first time they've toured together in a while, but it comes in the heels of them already filling stadiums. So it's not like they, you know, they need some heat to make something new. And this is not a bad thing. So I'm not saying there isn't trouble, but I'm saying they're very smart people. And I think this is actually great for them if this becomes a marketing ploy, because everybody wants to go. And every time they do a concert, they seem to drop something, either that they're in love or they're getting divorced.
How long is this going to go on? Until they divorce?
Yeah, probably till the end of the tour.
Yeah.
But Beyonce, I mean, she's changing lyrics that make it seem like she's been cheated on. That's one thing. But the thing that I can't figure out, Harvey, and please help me with this, why would she get her tattooed wedding ring removed from her hand?
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But you know what? If it's that, here's the thing. If it's really that blatant, she might as well just file for divorce, right?
I would think so. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but then she's out, obviously, touring with her husband. You wouldn't go on this tour if things were that bad.
So what I'm saying is, I have a feeling it's not what it seems.
Ah, yeah, that this is all crazy like a fox.
I mean, they're very smart marketers.
Yeah.
No, there's obviously problems. I mean, this elevator video was not a PR stunt. It was definitely not a PR stunt.
Right.
And when, you know, I'm personally fascinated by the remix of this song she did, Flawless. And there's this line in there, and we put this up over the weekend, but the line is, blank goes down when it's $1 billion on the elevator.
Oh, yeah, I have the clip. You want me to play it?
Yeah.
All right.
We escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course, sometimes go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator.
That is a fantastic remix of the song Flawless, and the Nicki Minaj verse that comes later is very funny, too. So you've taken this apart in the lab, Harvey, and what conclusion have you come
to based on
the lyrics?
Who knows for sure, but I will tell you that there are multiple reports out there. When you add up their incomes, it ranges between $900 million and $1 billion.
Wow.
So when she says blank goes down when it's $1 billion on the elevator.
Yeah.
I think what she might be suggesting is that there's a lot on the line for a divorce like this. It's $1 billion marriage.
This is our generation's Zapruder tape, right?
It is frame 313 of the Zapruder film.
Well, I hope those kids can work it out. They're an awesome couple with the cutest little baby in the world, and I want them to stay together, Harvey. I will be personally upset if Jay-Z and Beyonce break up. I know I shouldn't be invested, but I really, I love those two.
Even if they hate each other, I'm sure they will take that to heart.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I hope so. I hope they factor in.
We should divorce, but Bean really wants us to be happy.
Well, it was pretty awesome. Anyway, go to TMZ.com for all your entertainment news. Hilarious, by the way, that you put up a happy 73rd day of marriage for Kim and Kanye, which is very funny. So she's got to be feeling pretty good about herself today, making this marriage last longer than the last one, right?
Not bad, huh?
That's right.
It's a milestone.
That's right. It's a milestone. TMZ airs on the TV multiple times a day on Fox Channel 11. TMZ Live airs at 4 and TMZ Sports on Channel 13 Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Harvey, thanks so much for the time, sir. Have a great week.
You too, guys.
Tove Lo on the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That is Habits, and it's 6:36.
Or whatever it is.
What time?
I read a fascinating article in the New Musical Express, the British music magazine, over the weekend about Michael Jackson. And he couldn't read or write music. Did you know that?
No.
I don't think I realized that either. He's one of those guys like Paul McCartney, who, by the way, can't read or write music. Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, same thing. Michael Jackson was one of those guys who could hear a finished song in his head and then could lay down for the musicians every single part on a tape recorder or live.
Huh.
So, in other words, he would perform the bass part for you. then perform the guitar part, then perform the background vocal. I mean, just one piece right after another. It was just, he's like Mozart in that way. He could just hear the whole thing in his head. And you read an article like that, and you know, for all the tabloid trash that we've talked about with Michael Jackson all those years leading up to his death, you do forget that he was kind of a musical genius, and it is kind of a loss that he is gone. And it's crazy that his legacy is potentially not going to be preserved up there in Neverland because it looks like they're going to have to sell it.
Yeah, I thought the estate was making a ton of money.
Since he passed away, it's made $750 million.
How do they have to sell Neverland?
I can't imagine.
They had some sort of a deal with a real estate investment firm, and apparently it is now looked at as a terrible decision, but it kind of gave control to this other company because Michael Jackson was broke, remember?
Right.
So he kind of turned over a lot of the control of Neverland to this other company who gradually has owned more and more of Neverland as time has gone on. So it's kind of a little bit out of the family's hands, like they're not the majority owners anymore. So it looks like it's going to be sold. So if you want to own a 2,700-acre estate, Neverland Ranch, now's your chance to find out about it. And we wanted to see, what must that be like for Michael, who's watching from upstairs, you know? Seeing his, you know, beloved, he knows where all the bodies are buried
in
this property. It's got to be crazy for him. So let's dial up that hotline to heaven. Let's get Mr. Jackson on the phone and find out how he's doing and what he thinks about this news from Earth. Hello? Wow. Michael.
No.
Stand by the phone, waiting for us to call. You okay? Mikey?
What's going on?
Just having a good time up here in heaven.
Sounds like you're having a blast.
It's
wow.
great in heaven. It's surprisingly nice.
It is. Wow. That's good to hear.
Well, I guess so. So listen, we've had you on a number of times since your untimely death.
Yes. Some would say too many.
Some would say not enough, though, as well.
Look, glass half full, half
empty. Right,
exactly. But you seem to, in the past, have been following the news from down on Earth. You keep an eye on your kids and see what's going on with your music.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of this news about the Neverland Ranch being sold?
It breaks my heart, frankly, because there at Neverland is where I wrote some of my most wonderful music. That's where my thinking tree is.
Yeah.
Oh, the thinking tree, right.
I like to climb into my thinking tree and write music up there.
Mm-hmm.
It was not only my home, but also the home of Bubbles, the chimp.
Sure, yeah,
that's
where
I get that.
Yeah, that's right.
I think of all the pairs of underwear I collected over the years.
You just said you collected pairs of underwear?
No. Collected memories. That's what I meant.
It sounded like you said pairs of underwear.
No, that would be creepy.
Yeah.
Absolutely creepy.
Yeah.
Tiny little underwear?
Something coming from you, Bean.
Hey, wait a minute.
Exactly.
That's creepy. Get him out! Woo!
Now, 22 buildings, a ranch house.
Yes.
Stables, a movie theater, a theme park.
Yes.
All going right to hell, and they're just going to try and sell it all.
A touching room. You forgot the touching room.
Did you say touching room?
Yes.
He did say that.
Okay.
Say that, yeah.
Touching room.
That's a yes.
Touching room. That's where you go. I would put moving pieces of art in there and say, oh, I'm so touched by that piece.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I called it the touching room.
Nothing creepy about that at all.
Nothing creepy about that at all.
Mm, yeah.
But sometimes I touch kids there.
Michael, why would you? Don't say no. That's not true, though, right?
No.
Why would you think that's true?
Why would you say it?
Why would you make a joke like
what
that?
What would lead you to believe that anything like that ever
all
happened
of the lawsuits.
In Neverland?
The lawsuits.
Well, that's just facts.
That's our part.
Oh.
That's what we're saying.
Oh, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Well, what
so
would
it's
you?
Sad. It's sad. It was my home for a long time.
Of course it was.
And I'll always have special memories of that place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I remember. Oh, I just keep thinking about Bubbles.
Yeah.
That chimp, we played for hours.
Right.
And the kids would love to come over and play with Bubbles.
Yeah.
And.
Yes.
It's an unrelated story.
Yes.
Kids love to blow Bubbles, too, you know?
No,
I was thinking about Bubbles, soap Bubbles.
Michael.
Bubbles made me think of other kinds of Bubbles, that's all.
Oh, I see.
But me, I like the other
kinds. All right.
Jam out!
All right, I'm getting uncomfortable with this. I think we should go.
I had a train.
You did have a train, yes.
Train would go around Neverland.
Right, right.
I love to pull a good train.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's world famous K-Rock. It is 6:51.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
What?
Did you see NFL football on your TV last night?
No. Oh. I didn't see anything on my TV last night.
All right. Hall of Fame game was last night.
I know. I wish I could have watched it, but I was busy.
Of course, there's not you know, not much to be seen in those games. A lot of, you know, you don't see much of the starters, but it's still fun. Have an actual game happen. And Al Michaels back in the booth. Felt like we're getting close. It was kind of neat. And Chris Collinsworth was saying very good things about your Eagles, saying they're the team to watch this year.
Yeah, they're. There are a lot of people saying good things about it.
Yeah, very exciting. So, all right, 6:52 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kathy Griffin joins us at 8 o'clock this morning. Ralph's got the showbiz beat right now. What's going on?
This strikes me as disturbing. They're reporting that video gamers, as a large portion of them, not a majority, but a significant amount, are being psychologically affected by video games after playing for long periods of time, that they continue to hear the sound effects from the games that they play long after they've stopped playing in their minds.
Wow.
Psychology researchers surveyed more than 1,200 people through online gaming forums who report having experienced hallucination-like perceptions, thoughts, and behaviors.
All right.
Having to do with the video games they play. Right now, I feel like I'm hearing the Tron music in my head. I think I played that game too much.
Well, we're not playing anything, so I don't know what you're hearing.
A subset of gamers thought they had auditory experiences which they believed to be real. Everything from cars, lasers, bullets, explosions, swords, screams, falling coins, ringing, beeping, and breathing. One gamer reported hearing a voice whispering, "Death, death, death," over and over in his head.
That guy might need some more help.
And another guy said every time he was on the subway, he wanted people to move. He heard in his head, "Go, go, go."
Wow. I wonder if this is at all related to the people who hear phantom text noises or phone ringings on their cell phones.
Yeah,
when they're not there, just because they're around it so much, they're used to it so much that they hear it when it's not happening.
Could be.
That happens to me when it's on vibrate. It's in my left front pocket.
And you're convinced it's vibrating?
Yeah, and I feel it vibrating, so I reach in my pocket to get my phone.
Not there.
Yeah. But you also drive away without your food, though.
Well, so
I really can't really use you as a reliable test subject.
That does happen.
Sometimes.
Occasionally. Happen.
Guess who's back in the news?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, him too. But Donald Trump was more disturbing to me, believe it or not, than Bieber's photograph of him with the Kardashians in Spain this weekend. Donald Trump, why won't he just go away? You know, they've brought these missionaries back from Liberia to the United States, the CDC.
Right.
To treat them for their exposure to the Ebola virus.
Right, right.
Now, they are hermetically sealed at an air reserve base in Georgia. The CDC is treating them with an experimental serum, which is, if it proves to be effective, would be a great boon in trying to get rid of this plague. They are well contained within the parameters of controlling a contagious disease. But that's not good enough for Donald Trump.
How did he get involved in this
story?
Well,
he started...
In any way.
Someone asked him, I guess, what he thought.
Why?
And then he started tweeting. This is my favorite. He was tweeting a lot, but this is my favorite. "Stop the Ebola patients from entering the U.S. Treat them at the highest level over there. The United States has enough problems."
Really? Because we were just going to fling open the doors.
That's right. No, we're going to put them on buses and start sending them all over the country. He doesn't seem to realize that there are protocols in place that this has happened before, where lots of people with infectious diseases have been treated by the CDC, all within acceptable safety levels. But he thinks we should ban anyone with Ebola from coming.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Right.
Even U.S. citizens apparently should not be treated by U.S. doctors for the Ebola. Look, I understand it's a scary disease.
Right.
But at the same time, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
I'm just saying Donald Trump.
Kevin, you're fired.
And Kevin, you're fired. I forgot to mention that. Chris Brown was supposed to be in Toronto tonight, performing in Toronto. That's not going to happen. See, Canada's very particular about who they will let into their country. And being an ex-con, they have a no-tolerance policy on letting convicted felons into their country. Chris is on that list, so he will not be able to attend.
There's no amount of time or anything? It's
no.
Forever?
You're done.
How about that?
Yeah,
wow.
Canada says no thank you.
We let everyone into America.
I know.
Even if you got the Ebola, you can come into America.
That's what I'm saying. And we have enough problems already.
Ebola. Ebola. Don't touch your friend.
Yeah, don't touch your friend. Don't eat something.
I wish we could keep Chris Brown out of America, though. That would be cool.
Yeah, I know. He was supposed to perform a new duet with Drake at Drake's performance at the OVO Fest in Toronto, but they won't let him in, so we'll have to wait until the song drops on record. It is Monday. That means we take a look at the new movies at the box office and see what people went to see over the weekend. Guardians of the Galaxy was the big hit with $94 million.
That was great. It was a great movie.
There you have it. Kevin gives it two louds up.
I do. One of the best reviewed films of the year, that's for sure.
It was loud, but it's also funny. I don't know, it's really well done.
And how about that Chris Pratt? Is there a more likable guy?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Lucy was second with $18.3 million. Get on up. James Brown biopic was third with $14 million. Hercules, fourth with $10 million. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was fifth. Planes, Fire and Rescue came in at number six. The Purge, Sex Tape, And So It Goes, and A Most Wanted Man were your top 10 movies at the box
office. Ralph, could I put in a plug for a film that I saw over the weekend?
Oh!
Again, like Guardians of the Galaxy, one of the very best reviewed movies of the year, and I don't know why it's not in more theaters. It appears to be doing most of its business on video on demand, but it's that Snowpiercer movie that I've heard so much about.
You saw that?
Starring Chris Evans, Captain America, and Tilda Swinton. Great effing movie. It's a movie that I can heartily recommend to all three of you. You guys would all love that movie.
Fantastic.
Snowpiercer. Check it out.
Nah.
Seriously, Ralph.
No,
you'll
seriously.
Love it. You will really love it.
But I can't do it.
But
why?
Bean knows your taste pretty well.
But yeah. Now Bean has put his bean stink all over it.
There's no stink on it at all.
Now what am I going to do?
You'll be seeing it in your living room on your own TV, completely uncontaminated by me. But
no.
Kevin, please watch Snowpiercer. You will love it.
But Bean, tell Ralph that you didn't like it.
Oh, it's not for me.
Right.
It's, it's terrible.
Now I feel better. Now the path has been cleared. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Greta Gerwig is 31 years old today. Daniel Dae Kim of Lost and Hawaii Five-0 is 46. President Barack Obama, 53 years old today. I've been watching him throughout his presidency. He looks like just a beaten man, doesn't he?
They age fast in the White House, don't they?
But I look at Barry and I say, wow. He just looks like every day is just a never-ending ass-kicking for him.
It must be. I would imagine that job is just
stressful. Age terribly.
Yeah. We are blessed that anybody wants to do it, quite frankly, because it just looks brutal.
Didn't he look like a 25-year-old when he got into office?
Yes.
And he's walking out. He's going to be walking out of there in a couple years as an old man.
They're gonna give him a body bag and just roll him out on a stretcher. It's like he's having the life force sucked out of him by some science fiction machine. Oh, hurts my heart. Billy Bob Thornton is 59 years old, and actor Richard Belzer turns 70. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Arctic Monkeys tickets on the show today. Comedian Kathy Griffin will be here next hour. And right now, we're going to swing open the phones at 1-800-520-1067. Give away some passage to the premiere of Expendables 3, August 11th at the TCL Chinese Theater. It's in theaters on the 15th. This will help you out. If you're a Sylvester Stallone fan, if you like his movies, I think you got a good chance of winning this game. 1-800-520-1067. Play for tickets for The Expendables 3 coming up in minutes. Call right now on K-Rock.
I don't know if you guys have seen the YouTube of the Hot Crazy Matrix.
I haven't seen this one either.
This is a guy who looks like he's about 48. He's got a pocket protector. He looks like he sold life insurance all his life and he's never had a date.
Yeah.
And he explains to guys, girls, and how hot they are versus how crazy they are.
Okay.
It's a pretty good explanation. It's pretty good starting point for guys to deal with. So here's the beginning of it where he's talking about.
Today's lesson is the hot, crazy matrix. It's what you need to know about how to deal with women and how to analyze the situation that you may be in or want to be in.
All right. So he draws like a giant L on the board.
Okay.
And he gives both of them.
You have your crazy axis and your hot axis. Hot is, as usual, measured from 0 to 10.
So 0 to 10 along the bottom for hot.
Okay.
And then what do you think it is for the crazy?
0 to 10.
Crazy is measured from 4 to 10 because, of course, there's no such thing as a woman who's not at least a 4 crazy.
Oh, I really like this guy.
There's no such thing as a girl that's right. lower than a 4. Okay.
By the way, this is a very valuable lesson for somebody to learn, though, because we all know there is a ratio of how much crazy you will accept based on how hot the woman is. And by the way, not to be sexist here, but the reverse is true, too. You'll take some damage on one end, Lisa, if he's hot enough on the other end, right?
Yes, that's true. Okay.
The one for guys is much, much simpler. But he continues.
As a rule, this is your no-go zone. We do not hang around and date and marry women who are not, at least in our mind, a 5. You don't go here. We just rule this out. That's the way it is.
So you have to be at least a 5 to date.
Okay.
Regardless of sure. where you are on the crazy line.
Okay.
Okay. Now, above a 5, but below the crazy line, now you're sort of talking.
Above a 5 and to about an 8. And below the crazy line, this is your fun zone. You can hang out here and meet these girls. So that's the fun zone above a 5, hot, below an 8, hot, and below the crazy line. This means these are, most of the time, not crazy.
He's making a lot of sense.
He is, right?
So far.
Above the crazy line, we have the danger zone.
Uh-oh.
This is your redheads, your strippers, anyone named Tiffany. This is hairdressers. This is where your car gets keyed, you get a bunny in the pot, your tires get slashed, and you wind up in jail.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No. No.
That's some pretty good advice. When you start getting way up on the crazy scale.
Absolutely. The Tiffany's and the redheads, you bet. Got to be careful there.
And the hairdressers.
Right.
Moving on, you have this zone here. This is below the crazy line, above an 8 hot, but still, you know, about a 7 crazy.
Okay, so now you're at a 7 crazy. So you're just barely below the crazy line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're hot.
This is your date zone. You can stay in the date zone indefinitely. These are women that you introduce to your friends and your family. They're good looking, and they're reasonably not crazy most of the time.
Again, this is a guy who I can pretty much guarantee has not had a date in 30 years.
Well, he certainly has learned by observing then, because he seems to know what he's talking about.
Now, above an 8 hot and between about a 7 and a 5 crazy.
Above an 8 hot, between 5 and 7 crazy.
Okay.
This is your wife zone, okay? Oh. When you meet this girl, you should consider a long-term relationship. You want to be 5 to 7 crazy above an 8 hot. That's your wife's zone.
Okay. Pretty small group, by the way.
Yeah.
Pretty
a lot
small
of guys
group.
Are not going to qualify for the 8.
Well, no. The girls are the ones that he's talking about.
Yes, I know. But I mean, it's not like you just snap your finger and you get them.
Oh, right. No. He's just saying this is what... This is
the ideal. This is what you want.
If you should be lucky enough.
It's a guideline, right?
All right.
But what if they're super hot and super not crazy?
Below a 5 crazy... And above an 8 hot, this is your unicorn zone. These things don't exist. So I was explaining this to a guy one time, and he said, wait a minute. I met this girl, and she's like smoking hot. She's like at least a 9, and she's chill. She's totally cool. She's like not even a 3 crazy. I said, you're telling me you've met a girl, she's a 9 hot, and she's like a 2 or a 3 crazy. He said, yeah, man, I like her a lot. I said, you should be careful. That's a dude. You're talking to a train. So you got to be careful, because down here, below a 4 crazy and above an 8 hot, you're probably talking to a dude. That is the universal hot crazy matrix.
There you go. There's no such thing as a 9 and a less than a 4 crazy.
Okay.
Because all girls are crazy, according to this guy.
For the women watching, Is there a male version of that? I mean, would it also be...
Yeah, it's a little simpler, but we can do it real quick. It doesn't take very long at all.
All right, this is for you, Lisa.
For women, this is your matrix. You got your cute axis, and you got your money axis, okay? There's only 3 sections. Women have a very large no-go zone. This is for dudes who are neither hot nor have a lot of money.
That's most of the thing. Most of his graph is guys that don't have money and are not good enough.
Right.
And then women have a fun zone here where a dude is broke but hot.
Yeah.
You'll notice over here, this is the husband section. Once you cross a line and have sufficient amounts of money, it is no longer relevant how hot you are.
There you go. Well, there you go. That's
all right.
That's, we all learned a valuable lesson this morning.
Hot, crazy matrix.
Hi, Sylvester Stallone. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're very excited about your new film, The Expendables
3. Yeah, I'm excited about it, too, because it's really a good movie, and I think everybody's going to like it, you know?
Everybody is going to like it. It's in theaters everywhere on August 15th. Of course, it's you with Arnold Schwarzenegger and with Jason Statham and Randy Couture, Ronda Rousey.
That's right, yeah.
Did I mention Arnold Schwarzenegger?
You
I think
did.
I did.
Yeah, twice Wesley you said Snipes. Him.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it?
He's in it, yeah. Pretty Snipes, Harrison Ford.
Right.
Star-studded, you know what I'm saying? You guys come here and say, oh, who's the stars in the movie? I tell you, he's got a lot of stars in the movie.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're here because the lines are packed at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to give away some tickets to the premiere of Expendables 3 on August 11th with a game that we like to call Only Stallone-ly.
Only Stallone-ly. Now it's time to play our game. One of my movies you must name. You can win tickets to Expendables 3. You'll see it early, and you'll see me. Only Stallone-ly.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. You know, I was a singer for a long time before I became an actor, you know.
Well, you made the right choice giving that up.
You ever see Rhinestone with Dolly Parton? I was in that movie. I sang in that movie,
Yeah, that was a terrible movie. That was unfortunate.
What did you say?
I said, Bean said that was a terrible movie.
You know, I'm trying real hard to do a game for you people. You're being rude.
All right. My bad. Listen, let's get to it. So you mentioned we need to know Sylvester Stallone movies. So how's this going to work? We're going to get a caller on the line, and then what happens, Sly?
And then we'll play a clip from one of my movies, and then you just have to name the movie that the clip is from. What movie is that clip from?
They name the movie based on the clip. Got it.
If you say the correct name of that movie, then we will say,
phone's
that's
ringing.
Right, you got it right. However, if you say the wrong movie,
right,
then you're not going to be getting tickets. Then we're just like,
can we take our first caller?
You don't get the tickets anymore.
Okay.
So,
Thank you.
Then we'll hang up on you, and then we go to the next caller and give that person an opportunity.
Let's try that.
To see whether they can be correctly naming the clip
Sylvester Stallone,
of the movie
stop.
And we'll show them.
Okay. I'm confused. Do you want to go through that again?
Yeah. We'll play a clip from a movie.
I'm just kidding. All right.
I thought you'd been real.
No, I'm sorry. You'd
be being rude.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't be rude.
James from Monrovia. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you.
Hi, James.
Say hi to Sly.
What's that?
Or don't.
Why don't we play him a clip from one of my movies and see if he knows what movie it is?
Oh, is that how we're doing this?
That's what we're doing, yeah.
Sly! The evidence has been falsified. It's impossible. I never broke the law. I am the law.
No case.
You gotta believe me.
That's right. I am the law.
What movie is that from?
What movie is that from?
I'm going to say Judge Dredd.
You'd be correct.
Nicely
be
done.
If you say that, if you said Judge Dredd,
he did.
Then he would be right in saying that because that's what that clip was from that
he
movie.
He did, right.
You know?
You will see Expendables 3 August 11th at the Chinese Theater. It opens everywhere August 15th. You are in. Who's next?
Next is Paul in Stanton. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. How you doing? Here's a clip from one of my movies. See if you can name the movie that the clip is from.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win!
Wow, I really want to applaud Beer Mug for making that so distorted that you could barely hear it. Well done.
It's like he's at war with us trying to do the thing here.
Paul?
Yeah, I'm going to say over the top.
Oh, no, so it's Rambo.
Rambo,
it was First Blood, actually. I believe it was First Blood.
By the way, Over the Top, if I'm not mistaken, was an arm wrestling movie.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
I think that was First Blood, actually, not Rambo, even though it says Rambo on the list here.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Maybe, it doesn't matter to me, because I was in the movie.
Right, but he said...
Nothing!
He said Over the Top, though, so I'm saying it's not that.
Oh, all right.
Let's try Eddie in Baldwin Park.
Try to be correct.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, Sylvester.
How you doing, Eddie?
Pretty good, pretty good.
All right, here's your clip.
I got you.
You're not gonna die. You're
done,
sir.
Hold her, Gabe. Hold her, Gabe. Please don't let me fall.
You know what movie that was from?
That's Cliffhanger?
Yes, Cliffhanger. Wow. You're not gonna die. You're not gonna die. Yeah, she died.
She died. Yeah. There they go. Hey, spoiler alert, Sly.
This is an old movie.
That's a terrible movie.
It's
too.
A great movie.
Surprised
first
you got
of all,
loved it.
Thank you, lady.
Lisa.
Yeah.
All right,
lady Lisa.
Let's go to Manuel in Los Angeles. Hi.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Manuel. Here's your clip. Here you go.
Right now, double or nothing. What do you say?
Let's just wait for Vegas.
Come on, let's do it now. I feel like kicking some ass.
Let's wait till Vegas, okay?
You ain't got a prayer in Vegas.
We'll see.
I'm going to say Over the Top.
Yeah, that's the top. Good job. Great. He knew that just from Vegas, you
know? That's done.
I didn't know that. It's good.
Yeah. Most mentions of your arm wrestling movie on any radio show in the last 20 years today, Sly.
That's true.
You guys are pretty rude, actually.
I think we have one more pair of tickets to give away. Let's go to Jason. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jason, here's a clip from one of my only Stallone movies.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Mommy's got to change you.
Mommy, I don't want to be changed.
I've got to change you. I can change you, change you, change you. Then.
Will you stop trying to...
Oh, that sounds like a good one,
Sly. That is a good one. My favorites, actually.
I need to rent that one.
Any guesses there, Jason?
Stop or my mom will shoot.
That's right. Stop or my mom will shoot.
How would you?
I didn't even know that.
How would you possibly get that?
I was running out of Stallone movies, and that was actually
so great. You said that it was right. I blew my head off that. That's great. Yeah,
that
I love that
great.
Movie.
Congratulations,
Estelle Getty from The Golden Girls.
Yeah, I don't care.
Played my mother in that.
I don't care, but thank you for helping us with the game.
Hey, I'm happy to give away tickets because Spendle 3. Everyone should go see it, and I think you will enjoy it, you know? Only Stallone.
Minutes away from our friend Kathy Griffin joining us in studio for the 8 o'clock hour. Very excited. I feel like it's been a while since we've had Kathy in here.
You know why?
It has been.
It's been a while.
She's got so much going on, making TV shows with rappers and breaking Emmys and just getting in all sorts of trouble and nonsense and whatnot. Anyway, that's coming up. But do we have to do this now? Do we need to subject the world to this?
Well, I mean, we need to find out one way or the other. A new feature called Was It Be?
And now, a look into the creepiest stories in the news, where we ask, was it Bean?
For some reason, when we come across these stories, you know, you read it, and then you go, only one person comes to mind.
Was it Bean?
So this is kind of the Bean equivalent of how our listeners always write to us when they see a party bus story. They go, oh, it had to be Kevin, right? They see party bus, they think Kevin. You're saying they see these things in the news, they think Bean.
I believe that has been explained, yes.
We need to find out if these creepy stories in the news were perpetrated by Bean. For example, the police are asking for the public's help to catch a man who goes by women in public, then pulls down their pants. Was it Bean?
Certainly not.
Was that you, Bean?
Absolutely not. I would never... That's sexual assault.
Five women had their pants and underwear pulled down. Was it Bean?
No.
Was it Bean?
All right. No, it wasn't me.
They were walking in public in Sherman Oaks in Van Nuys. Guy would run up, make eye contact, talk to him for a second, and pull down their underwear.
Turns out it wasn't Bean.
Not me. Definitely.
But it could have been Bean.
It probably will be in the future.
Totally could have been Bean.
Correct, yes.
Next up, this man once drugged his girlfriend's mother so he could bang his girlfriend on the couch while she was passed out. Was it Bean?
I applaud his planning, but no, that was not me.
No, it wasn't me.
No, it was actually Slash.
Oh,
Slash actually had a girl that he wanted to have sex with, but the mom was there, so they drugged her and then had sex pretty much in the same bed with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He rules.
Crazy. A man loses his job after having sex with a dog and a horse. Was it Bean?
You guys know that there's nothing more offensive to me than animal sex stories.
But
you
there's
know
nothing you love more than animals.
No. It's true. Turns my stomach. Absolutely not me. And they should fry this guy in the electric chair.
Oh, you know what? I'll get that phone. No, this is actually from England, Suffolk, England.
I got it.
Oh, you get it.
Oh, I get it.
I don't have access to it.
Whose phone is ringing?
There's a phone ringing. You can't hear that?
No.
Okay, now it's stopped.
Now it's stopped.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. Oliver Lowe is the guy's name, 28. He pled guilty because there was video of him having sex with horses and dogs. And that seems bad, so they banned his practice. So that indeed
he was a veterinarian, by the way.
So wow. That indeed was turned out to not be Bean.
Okay.
Do what you love and
do what you love.
That's what they tell you to do.
A knife-wielding man robbed some teenagers of Krispy Kreme donuts. Was it Bean?
How is this not Was It Mugs, by the way? Absolutely, this was not me.
This was not you because why? Because you don't like donuts?
I'm not robbing kids with a knife of their food.
Yeah, so could have been me. You, though.
Yeah. Not me.
I think likely. So that's not him. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Do we have one more?
One more story! A naked man broke into a family's home and proceeded to take a nap. Was it Bean?
I feel like if Bean broke in, he would take a nap.
He would take a nap.
So Bean?
Not me
was
this
that
time.
You?
Not me.
Oh, you know what? This is 30-year-old Freddie Shelby of Albuquerque. He broke into the house, had a Sprite, helped himself to a Sprite, and then fell asleep.
I love people who are so relaxed when they're breaking in.
The owners came home. He didn't even wake up. The cops came home, and he woke up when they took off the covers.
Yeah.
So this one turns out that was not me.
Not me again?
No, the Sprite was the giveaway. If it had been chocolate milk,
yep,
it would have been Bean.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
And you just dive and roll and put the pain on your face, and you're holding your ankle like it just got cut off at the knee.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Not the worst than when your ankle is
cut
off
at your
knee.
When that happens, it's painful.
It's the worst.
It is.
Sounds like it. How about the beautiful Kathy Griffin joining us in studio coming up right after the top of the hour? How about that?
She looks lovely, too. I think she's got some TV to do after us. Or else she wouldn't be nearly as dolled up as she is.
All right. Usually we get her in sweatpants and a sports bra. So she's actually wearing clothes and makeup today?
Yeah. She's dressed to the nines,
don't be creepy.
As they say.
And
don't
I'm
be
not
creepy.
Being creepy at all. No, I'm just that gave me a bad vibe right there.
I know.
Not at all. I love Kathy. She'll be joining us first at Rusk at the Showbiz Beat her on a Monday morning. What's going on?
It is Monday, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. No surprise, Guardians of the Galaxy debuted at number one this weekend. However, it was a bit of a surprise, but how much money it made. Nearly $100 million over the weekend.
I went last evening, like 6 p.m., and it was sold out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, all weekend long, all these showings have been sold out.
And so good.
It's amazing that a film featuring comic book characters that are so niche, so little known in terms of like the big names, had garnered so much attention, so much buzz. People were really looking forward to seeing this film.
I gotta think that the Marvel brand means something to moviegoers now.
Yeah,
it does. But the trailer also looked great.
It was a great trailer,
and I didn't know anything about that.
How smart of them to include that "Hooked on a Feeling" song too? It just made it infectious. It was just well crafted.
I was wondering how Kevin was going to handle with all that '70s music in the film.
Oh my goodness!
Kevin sitting there with "I'm Not in Love" by 10cc on the screen. Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Because you hate old music.
Stupid, right. Absurd, dumb music.
Right, but his mom passed away, but before she gave him a tape of all of her favorite songs, so it totally makes sense.
But still dumb, stupid, dumb, absurd music.
Well, it's not all great.
It's not great. It's stupid, dumb, absurd.
A lot of it's pretty good. That was a great movie.
Lucy made $18.3 million, made it number two. Get On Up, the James Brown biopic, was third with $14 million. Then Hercules and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes Planes, Fire and Rescue, The Purge, Sex Tape, and So It Goes, A Most Wanted Man were your top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Speaking of movies, looks like we have now the complete cast of voice actors who will be voicing the live-action remake of The Jungle Book, directed by Jon Favreau. It'll be out in theaters in October of next year, but now we know who's going to play who. Do you remember Jungle Book, the animated one from Disney?
Sure.
I love that film.
And the book, too.
I did not read the Rudyard Kipling book, the original, but here's who you got. You got Christopher Walken as King Louie, the orangutan.
Okay.
He'll be the voice of that. Scarlett Johansson will play Ka, the snake, the python who eats other animals by hypnotizing them. Ben Kingsley as the bad guy, Bagheera, the panther. Lupita Nyong'o will voice Raksha, the mother wolf who adopts Mowgli and raises her as his as her own. Idris Elba will be the tiger Shere Khan. And, oh, that's right, Bagheera is the good panther. Shere Khan was the bad guy in that movie, the tiger Shere Khan. And Bill Murray will play Baloo the bear, Mowgli's
that?
Best friend. So, sounds that's... like they had a great voice cast together for this thing. I was dubious about this when I first heard this project being announced, but now I'm all in. Those are some great actors.
Right. Did you say a year from October?
It'll be October of next year,
okay.
2015.
Make a note.
Get your calendar out and circle that.
You can't doubt the Fav, though. Come on.
He's great.
He does everything.
I can doubt the Fav.
No, you can't.
There's no law.
Yeah. Look, he did the
Iron Man. I can doubt.
Iron Man said no doubt. No more doubt.
I can doubt.
Nope. It's illegal.
I'm doubting right now.
Mm. I'm Don't be it against her, Ralph.
It's science.
Doubt, 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 doubt.
La, 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 la.
Iron Man 2. Wasn't that great?
Compared to Iron Man 1.
Yeah. And then 3 was better than 2. 2 was not that great.
No doubting.
I can doubt.
Can't doubt. No love.
I can
but
doubt.
You're talking about a hitter who has, you know, 12.300. You know, batting seasons in a row and won .285. You just got to go. Well, he had he batted .285. You know what I mean?
And that means he's capable of batting .285.
Yeah, but he's a .300 hitter every single season. He just had one year that was a little bit down.
But if he can have one year, that means he can have
Hall of Fame All Star hitter, though.
Just saying, it can happen.
Okay, no doubt.
It's science.
You still want that guy on your team, though? I'll tell
science.
You that.
Sure do. I don't want you on my team, but I want him. Yes.
Right.
Here's another guy that I can always trust, Will Ferrell. He's in the news. He is in talks to play porn producer Russ Meyer. Familiar with Russ Meyer and his legend?
Sure.
He was the guy who made all these sexploitation films in the 70s.
Bitchin'.
Movies like Beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens. He was known for putting these films together. It was just big, busty women just shaking their boobs in these low-budget, Z-grade films.
Sounds good.
And he's got a whole body of work that people love to this day. He's sort of a camp icon. So when I say Russ Meyer, and the movie's called Russ and Roger Go Beyond, you think Johnny Depp as the Plan 9 from Outer Space guy. Ed Wood. Remember that movie?
Right.
Ed Wood?
Mm-hmm.
This will mm-hmm. be like that. About a guy who's a horrible film producer, but it's got a lot of
love
heart
it.
And a lot of energy. So
Faster funny. Pussycat Kill Kill. That
yeah,
was the one.
That was another one of his big ones, yeah. And Foo Fighters, we talked about this a little bit last week, but it's official. HBO will premiere their new TV series, Sonic Highways, on Friday, October the 17th at 11 p.m. Then every Friday after that, you'll see a new episode until it's all said and done, which leads us right up to the release of the album, which will be out in November. It's good timing, and you'll get to hear a new single from the Foos each week, because every Friday they'll show you a new song being recorded in a new city with local musicians.
Love it.
I can't wait for this series.
First song they're going to release has been put out on the internet, Ralph.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You already have a leak of the new Foo Fighters, Kevin?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Don't touch your friend. Don't touch it. No eating, something's dangerous.
Don't touch your friend. No kissing. No eating, something's dangerous. We thought it was going to be that, but now it has been confirmed.
Who confirmed that for you?
The internet.
Did the internet confirm that for you?
The internet did.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Greta Gerwig is 31 years old today. Daniel Day Kim celebrates his 46th birthday. President Barack Hussein Obama. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hussein.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Are you with me? 53 years old today. Billy Bob Thornton is 59. Actor, comedian Richard Belzer. The Bells. 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kathy Griffin.
I'm here.
Is on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Yeah. I feel like you're giving me attitude because I walked in here with a Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Yeah.
And you're all high and mighty.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's not like some vintage Kurt Novoselic t-shirt or something.
Right.
Okay, Backstreet's back, all right.
He was the most talented member of Nirvana, by the way, so I appreciate the shout-out to Kurt.
You're not even going to talk about Nick Carter or A.J. McClain from Backstreet? Who's your favorite Backstreet Boy?
I don't really have, like, that category. I don't
In
know
your brain,
that.
Your brain cannot even process
right.
nice harmonies done by a boy band
not
that
really.
Will live on forever?
I really have never given that any thought.
All right.
They're all the same to me. Why? Are they?
They are different.
Very
yes.
greatly?
How dare you? So first of all, how are you guys doing?
We're
how
good.
Did you recover after the Rose Bowl Beyonce show last night?
Mm. Well, we were talking about that. Did you go, first of all?
I did not go, although my assistant John went, who of course is a member of the LGBTQIA2 community.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, intersex, ally too.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know the last half.
There. And he has a hoarse voice because apparently he was yelling work, work girl consistently for 42 songs.
Wow.
That's and a surfboard. Lot of songs. Yeah,
yes, especially,
too,
yes, there's a lot of just random surfboard, diva, you know,
so
that too.
Look, you are a professional celebrity watcher.
Sure.
Your take on what's going on with the crazy kids, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay, I'm very excited about the new verse in the Bay and Nicki Minaj song, Flawless,
we are as well.
Where they address the Solange beatdown.
Right.
I hope that it's true that it was about their billion-dollar fortune, because if you're going to kick a man, that's why.
Yeah. That's
have
the
it be
why.
Over $1 billion in an elevator. Makes and sense. Your super famous sister should just stand there in a ball gown just waiting it out. Because that is one of my favorite things about that tape, is how Beyonce is just like, it's clearly not the first time.
And this is not about me.
No, I'm right. going to wait this one out because the last four times I got a laceration.
Right.
And I'm Beyonce, and it's all about the face.
I have a clip of her changing the words for that particular
May we?
Thing. Yes,
we escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator.
I don't listen to your sister quite so much.
Well, I actually didn't realize till that verse that there was an actual $1 billion in cash on the elevator. Because she says over and over $1 billion on
does.
The elevator. And I thought,
right.
oh my gosh, I didn't even see those suitcases.
No, I think she's referring to their
to
wealth.
The net worth.
Okay.
Of the
Are you sure they didn't purchase the elevator?
I'm
just
not,
to say, I want the cameras, I want the elevator,
I'm
I want
not
the whole
sure.
bill. Okay.
I'm not sure.
Because they can
Kathy, are they playing us to sell tickets for their stadium tour? That's the question. Or is their marriage in trouble?
Do they need
No, they need nothing. No, I actually think that moment, look, as a fan of reality television
right.
and as a former reality star and someone who can really take the fake from the real, I think that was a real moment.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that
That's
was a little
too
real.
Too. That's what I thought.
And
too.
I don't think they're actually into that. I think that they do not enjoy that. I think they'd rather just make
yeah.
the billions on the music. And it seems like they're kind of staying away from the Kimye stuff, too.
Yeah, yes. well,
they're not,
they
should. Don't seem as tight.
I'm so shocked you didn't go to the Rose Bowl with your gaze, though. That seems like the perfect
you
night
feel
out
I've,
for Kathy
I betrayed
Griffin.
My gaze.
Well, I do. I mean, how do you miss a Beyonce
How
show?
Do I live with myself? Well,
right.
I've seen so many. You mm-hmm. know, I could lip sync them for my life.
Okay.
And, you know, you're right. I apologize to the community.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I never apologize for anything.
That's
but I
Kathy.
Do owe the gay community an apology for not going to this particular
so.
Beyonce show.
Very disappointing. By the way, one more note on your Backstreet Boys t-shirt. Is
yeah.
that the shirt that you wore to an interview on some NSYNC guy's radio show and broke his little heart?
No, this is one of many Backstreet Boys t-shirts that I have, and I don't need to tell you.
Of course.
You know, every year they do a new one that just blows your mind.
Oh,
and this
best.
One features the heart because, of course, I love them. And, yes, I did Lance Bass's radio show last
okay,
week.
That's it,
and
Lance.
I wore a Backstreet Boy t-shirt, and he actually did a photo of him punching me in the gut as hard as he could.
But do you think, I mean, he was yucking it
He's
up for the cameras.
Sync.
But he
yes.
was, yeah, but he was actually hurt, I would
no,
imagine.
No, I don't think he was. I think, you know, once they've all survived Lou Pearlman, you
okay.
know, it's
yeah.
some sort of a bonding experience, Backstreet NSYNC, or whatever happened in Orlando.
And they all have endless money, so they don't really...
Yeah.
Need that, right?
I just feel like you're going to synagogue with a free Palestine shirt. I just feel like you're inviting trouble. You know what I mean?
Hashtag. Yeah.
right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, what is amusing you guys the most about the hashtags that celebrities are getting in trouble for?
Which hashtag is
well,
the most
of course, the hashtag Free Palestine one.
Yeah.
That is
awesome
a lot of trouble
because of
that.
Because of the people who were involved, like Selena Gomez, or the people you really don't expect to have much stake in that
In international
conflict.
Policy?
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's the people who should least be commenting on it mm-hmm. that are doing it.
Mm-hmm. But
so you
want
to just leave it to the fire challengers? Because what
those
the hell's,
people,
what the hell's going on with the kids?
Are
what
the best.
What is, okay, you, hashtag take that back. That, what is happening? How bored?
Look.
How bored do you have to be?
If to light yourself on fire.
To light yourself on fire and then, of course, tape it.
Yeah. But if they're going to do that, do we need them? You know what I mean? Like,
that's
like,
kind of our feeling. Like,
that guy's going to set himself on fire and then what? Go cure cancer? No.
No, he's actually probably, I'm going to assume he doesn't have health care coverage. And so he's going to use our taxpayer dollars because those burns are going to take decades to heal.
Right.
So, you know, once again.
He should do a better job of setting himself on fire then so that it just ends it all.
That is great. See, that's why Ralph isn't even in here right
now. Sit in the herd.
Because sometimes you say things that are so insensitive. Ralph is sobbing softly at his desk.
Yeah. Kathy, we were talking about this with Dr. Drew last week about the fire challenge. Kids did dumb things before social media,
but
right?
Not but not like this.
But Dr. Drew
not
seems
like
to
this.
Think that this is different because
it
people
is.
Are doing it to get hits. They're doing it to get clicks on their website and their you know Instagram and Snapchat and everything else.
Yes. As someone who had a show called My Life on the D-List and someone who has done many, many funny stunts to, in a comical way, be in the news, like, you know, pretending like I was falling out of a taxi in London drunk when I've never had a drink in my life. Fire challenge is a whole other category.
Yeah.
Okay, kids?
You've never set yourself on fire?
Only emotionally. Okay. Only emotionally. But no, I mean, it's like as a comedian, I'm not going to, of course, hold back in my live shows talking about it.
Sure.
But it's almost comical because it's so beyond the pale.
But you strike me as someone who is not at all above doing a crazy, ridiculous thing just to crack people up, though.
Like absolutely.
When you send pictures of yourself in your underwear or less to Anderson Cooper while he's reading the news on CNN.
I just did, actually, last week.
That's just to crack him up. That's
yeah, the
all
more
the, that's
serious
all the
story, the better. Exactly. Is if he's in Gaza or if he's in some natural disaster, some
plane crash,
war zone, then that's when he gets the naked selfie. And, you know, ironically, he's the only man I've ever sexted.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And the one who appreciates it the least.
Correct.
Although he's got a good sense of humor. So.
He has a great sense of humor, but the really twisted part is it takes like four sexts before he finally will just write, LOL, got it.
Hilarious. Stop
you know,
it.
Yeah, it kind of means stop
okay.
now. Stop now.
Seen it.
Yeah, or sometimes he'll actually just call and then he won't even acknowledge the sex.
Oh.
He'll just like call like because he knows I'm awake if I've been sexting him.
Right.
In a war zone. Hey,
and so he says, what's going on?
Yeah, sometimes he'll honestly.
While bombs are falling around him.
Exactly.
It's happening with you.
He did. He called me from Iraq last time. And
what?
I kept sexting him and he's like, what are you doing? I can't sleep. And I was like, oh, I was sexting you. What are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm in a war zone. So,
you and Anderson, best relationship I've ever heard.
Well,
you guys
thank
are an adorable
you.
Couple.
And he I know, is adorable.
I can't imagine you have much time for a man of his age in your real life, but it must be fun to be friends
well,
with
Well, of
Cooper.
Course. In the LGBTQI2 world, he's very old. Very old.
Hey, Kathy Griffin is here. She is going to be appearing. She's not just here because she loves Kevin and Bean. In fact, she hates Kevin and Bean, but needs to sell tickets to a show coming up this weekend in Las Vegas. She's at the Terry Fader Theater at the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. A beautiful room and a very special Saturday night planned, right, Kathy?
That's right, because I'm going to tape it, and I'm going to down... Wait, what do you call the kids? It'll be available on iTunes and other forms of non-records.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I call it a record. It's mm-hmm. You know, as the current Grammy winner for Best Comedy Album,
whoa,
they still
wow.
call it album. That's right, I have a Grammy.
Wow.
I
got a Grammy and an
Emmy? I like how you just dropped that.
But how about when you first met me, and I would come in, and Jimmy Kimmel was reading the paper, and he would do the sports, and
right.
I was on Sunday Susan, and now I have a Grammy.
Yeah. And an
that?
Emmy, right? So you're halfway to the EGOT, right?
Yes, I'm an egg. I'm halfway to the EGOT. Yes.
Wow.
You know, I came in here with a dream.
Do I have to treat you with respect now?
No.
What's your plan for the... I'm sure you're going to go for the Tony next before the
yes,
Oscar, right? What's your plan for the Tony?
My plan for the Tony will be to...
Because you can do your comedy show on stage on Broadway.
I actually have
Tony.
Done... In fact, I have done a Broadway show called Kathy Griffin Wants a Tony. I swear to God, I have the playbill. It was at the
okay.
Velasco, where they're doing Hedwig right now.
All right.
And that was a limited run. I tried desperately to win a Tony.
How limited?
10 shows.
Okay.
So the previous year, a lady named Liza Minnelli had won the Tony for a limited run.
Never heard of her.
Ugh. And I then did a limited run trying to win a Tony, and then that year, for some reason, they eliminated the category altogether.
Oh,
wow.
In my face.
Look, we're going to have to give it to Kathy. Nope. You know what? Let's cancel the category.
Correct.
Let's
cancel. Even if there's a slight chance she could get a pity vote, let's cancel the entire category. And by the way, I think they then brought it back into the Tonys.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they just avoided you that year.
That happens. All right. I'm used to it.
Okay. The Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. You can get tickets at KathyGriffin.com. 16 and up for this show, by the way.
Oh, at least.
It sounds like it's a steal at $60, by the way,
of
Kathy.
Course
for Las
it is.
Vegas, for a big time show like
of
yours
course,
in Las
it's
Vegas.
A big
for
headlining
bucks?
Vegas act yeah. at the Mirage, what
Kathy
have you.
Kathy sings, she dances, a little soft,
yeah.
soft shoe.
Recording it. You
sure.
Can, your laughter could win a Grammy.
KathyGriffin.com for information and to buy tickets. More with our guests right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Kathy Griffin is in Las Vegas this weekend recording her brand new concert special. It's going to be Saturday night at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. Tickets available through KathyGriffin.com. Show is 16+. By the way, Kathy, your 23rd comedy special you're recording this weekend?
That is correct. I have done 20 televised specials, putting me in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most stand-up television specials of any comedian, male or female, living or dead.
How about that?
Wow. How about that? I've got the plaque, and the British guy came over, and it was a whole thing. And this will be my third album, and I say that because I'm actually submitting it, the recording I'm going to do Saturday at the Mirage. I have to submit it by August 27th in a shameless attempt to get yet another, which would be my 7th Grammy nomination for Best Comedy Album.
You're so successful and so popular. Why do you chase awards?
Why do you chase awards? Because I feel awards are more important than people.
Why does it matter to you?
I'm just going to say it. I know you're family people, et cetera, but I don't know if you've met people, but they kind of suck. Awards are awesome.
Okay.
And they're
all
forever.
Right.
They don't give
flaky.
You any lip. They don't.
Thank you.
Yeah,
they don't talk back. They're
yeah.
always they're
there.
Just shiny and wonderful, right. yeah. and they're always a little intimidating.
Yeah. Do you sleep with your Emmys?
I've slept with my Emmys. I have one of them is actually broken because I used to take them on the road with me to every single gig.
I would do that
exactly.
so much. I'd
exactly.
wear it as a necklace.
Yes, I have done. I've actually cut myself with one of my Emmys. And, you know, I'm such a, like a D-bag that I will actually place them strategically in my home if I have a business meeting.
Uh-huh.
Like if I have like some big mucky muck coming over, I'll put them just right where he can't miss them.
Yeah. Sure.
So no, I'm not one of these jerks that's like, I think they're in one of the bathrooms. I don't know. My kids broke it. No, I'll tell you exactly where they are. They're in your face. That's where my awards are. In your face.
When you win your Oscar though,
sure.
that is going to be the biggest
that's
moment.
That's when I take down the Academy Awards.
That's going to be the biggest night of your life. But my question to you is, are you going to have it surgically implanted onto your forehead like a unicorn.
And yes, it's going to be like the Mike Tyson tattoo.
Right, because you'll never go anywhere without your Academy Award
Correct.
If you win that one, right?
Correct. And let's not rule out the Golden Globe. I mean, I'm not
sure.
picky. I'm happy
That's
to.
That's right.
That
That's
should
right.
be in the EGOT.
Okay.
So,
all right. Absolutely.
Yeah. When is the last time you guys have gone to Vegas?
Probably 5 or 6 months.
Okay.
I was there over Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Now, one of my favorite things about Vegas is it really is the best people watching, I think, in the world.
No question.
And if you want free entertainment, just walk up and down the strip after my show. And usually about 2 a.m. is like the bewitching hour. And I like the drinks in what's called a yard. You know what this is?
Sure.
Like a
yes.
yard long,
yes.
mm-hmm. often shaped as like the Paris balloon or something.
Right.
And then I like when
and
you see.
And it's like 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah. And yeah. I like when you see either the bros or my favorite is the entire families with strollers. And they have a yard with a strap around it. To make sure that whatever they're drinking doesn't spill or shatter.
Yeah, right. You don't want to waste it.
Right, right.
Right.
So as parents, what would possess you to go to Vegas, bring the kids, and then take them for a walk up and down the strip at 2 a.m.?
That's a great question. I have no idea because none of that makes sense.
I don't think they have a backup plan for their kids, and damned if they're going to sit in a hotel room while they're in Las Vegas. They're going to get out there and they're going to enjoy their weekend.
Okay, so you think the plan is it was an impulse trip to Vegas, mm-hmm. and they didn't really think about the daycare or who's going to babysit.
Right.
And once they get there, they're like, oh my gosh.
That's right.
Little Tiny's got to go somewhere.
Right, but yes. at 2 a.m.?
I'm telling you, I love doing strip walks.
Yes, you do.
I was doing one in the commercial break. Lucky you guys have that webcam. But I love doing a walk up and down the strip at late at night in Vegas on the weekends because it's gotten so stroller and family heavy. It's just plain bizarre.
Yeah,
and
it
I'm
is.
Rude. I'll just pass people and just say, really? But they've got their yard and their strap, and then often the mom will also be wearing the cardboard tiara like she had just come from a bachelorette party.
Right, sure.
And none of it makes sense.
Yeah, no.
Kathy,
it's escalated. You don't have any kids, right?
No, I don't believe in children.
What's up?
Just across the board. Just across the board.
You don't believe in children.
No, I don't. I find them annoying.
You don't believe that you want a child.
I believe people should just stop.
Because they do exist.
I don't.
Are you sure?
Kids do exist.
They're not at my shows. They're not at my shows.
But you've seen them on the strip in Las Vegas, though. So you know they exist.
I thought they were aliens.
Oh, really?
I thought they were aliens.
It's just, it's very rare. Look, I'm the same way, Kathy, and we're about the same age. It's very rare to meet people our age who have never had children. There aren't very many of us.
Correct.
Well, there's two in this room.
I would like
to. But not that rare.
Lisa, too, right.
But then you have to listen to your friends talk about their kids and how their kids are all gifted.
Yeah, I'm not their friends anymore.
Yeah.
I just move away.
And not everyone's kids can be gifted, okay?
I feel like you guys...
Sorry, Kevin. I'm sure your kids are gifted.
They are.
But how can they not be with him as a dad?
But I feel like you and Bean and Lisa are probably making the right decision.
You don't want me to multiply, is what you're saying.
That's correct.
You had to have had... Because you had some long-term relationships, Kathy, in your childbearing years. You had to have had the conversation with somebody. I'm being honest. Kathy's not having kids now.
I'm on the Suzanne Summers bioidentical hormones right now. I'm slathering creams in my nether regions. You don't even want to know.
Is that going to help with this process?
Yeah, I could get knocked up again. I don't even know what's going to happen with those bioidentical creams.
Okay. I think you got a time machine in your house because you look better now than you did 20 years ago, and that's not a joke.
My question is,
how did you broach that? You had to have men who wanted to put a baby in you. You just were like, no.
As a matter of fact, on the first date, I have been known to ask a guy, do you want to be a dad? I'm the opposite of a normal chick, where when you're a normal chick, you're supposed to go on a date, obviously a younger woman, and say, like, you know, you're supposed to not bring up marriage and kids at first. But right now, as you know, I never date anyone in my age group.
Right.
Or even close.
Why would you? You're a rich, famous celebrity.
Correct. And with a bang and bikini bod, if I can finish the sentence for you.
Right.
Pay attention.
That was a given.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I try to pretty much from the jump just say, hey, how do you feel about kids? And then I just hope and pray that he says can't stand them. And then we're off to the races.
<That's right. laughs>
So I have always known that I did not want to have kids. But I've also always known that all of yours are gifted.
Yeah. So if the guy says, yes, I'm interested, you say, I'll be right back. I'm going to the restroom.
Yes.
And ditch him.
Well, I pay the check.
Make a run?
I'm nice about it. I'll pay the tab.
That's nice.
But no, I run for the hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have any problem dating? Do you have any requirements on how famous your boyfriends have to be at this point?
I prefer the not at all famous.
Really?
I prefer a civilian.
Because you have
boyfriend.
Dated some high profile men.
Well, of course.
But she wants all the attention, though, Bean.
Yes. I want the spotlight.
Right?
I mean, the light should shine on me.
Right.
And, you know, really a simple thank you will do.
But wouldn't that catapult you into a whole new level
Chip loved that joke.
Celebrity, though, if you ended
you
up like...
You want my Brangelina.
I'm saying if Jared Leto appears all of a sudden and you have the opportunity to go for that, you got to go for that, right?
First of all, just
as a station climber, I would think you couldn't pass up Jared Leto.
Jared Leto is too busy getting his hair done with Khloe Kardashian because at this point they're the same person. And I will tell Jared Leto that to his face and he knows it.
But you could share a lot of hair products.
Exactly. I have not enjoyed dating well-known men in the past.
Okay.
And usually there's just the obvious baggage that comes with it. But also when you're a girl and you're a stand-up comic, it's different than being like a regular actress. It's, you know, you're like in such a male-dominated field and it takes a special type of dude to date me.
Yeah.
And now that I'm getting older, it's our little club is getting smaller and smaller. So like my comedian friends, there's like, you know, only kind of a few of us gals that are still at it. So it's a very, I'd like to say exclusive club.
Yeah.
I am not
like that.
Good.
In any way a matchmaker, Kathy, but I have to tell you, the video that I saw of you with A$AP Rocky, I saw some real sexual chemistry there.
Well, A$AP Rocky's in love with me. So I don't know if
I'm just saying.
He's just up front about it. Okay. So
I think you blew his mind when he came to your home, by the way. I think he's never met a white woman like you before.
Rapper A$AP Rocky came to my house and he was on my talk show and then I did his web show and we became friends. But what I learned a lot from Rocky, and one of them is that he brought his hype man, Dash.
Okay.
And we were actually taping the show, and then I looked out on my balcony, and I saw his hype man, Dash, getting high and kind of making arm movements like he was raising the roof to the neighborhood. And I was taping with Rocky, and I looked out, and I see this guy smoking a joint and basically kind of doing like the Leo DiCaprio, I'm on the top of the world.
Right.
So I said, Rocky, what is that? Tell Dash to come in. He can't just stand on the balcony smoking a joint, like yelling, Ma, hey, Ma, I'm here. And I mean, we were just laughing, but I realized, you know, I should get a hype man. You know, I need, like,
you do.
You know what I mean? That's what I enjoy about the rap community. There's always, like, a couple, like, hype men
right.
that just kind of go to the show and sort of raise the roof or maybe smoke a joint or, you know. I mean, I don't know.
You need to upgrade your entourage.
Yeah, I need at least somebody to shake a tambourine, maybe. You know, some tambourine.
Cowbell.
With maybe a gay flag on it.
Good.
I'm not asking for a lot.
Good.
Where could people see the video of you and Rocky? Because it's worth it just for the Kathy Griffin secret handshake.
Oh, good. Well, his show is called Back and Forth. It's on many, many hip-hop websites. I'm very immersed in the hashtag urban culture. Very.
Well, I've seen your World Star Hip-Hop tattoo on your breast.
Yes. My tram stamp? Yes, of course. So
nobody is more urban than you. I know that.
Thank you. Yeah. I spent an evening with my friend Cat Williams that was very hashtag urban. And
hashtag hold that. We need to take a break.
It's a good one.
Be right back.
You can help our friend Kathy Griffin win another Grammy. Be in the audience at her show this Saturday night at the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, the one in Nevada. Go to KathyGriffin.com to buy your tickets. Great time of year to head out there to Las Vegas, by the way. It's very
it's
cool
gorgeous
and comfortable,
weather. It's
relaxing.
Very relaxing. It'll be about a nice 108.
Yeah. That's what you want. Inside.
That's right. Yeah, inside. Right. But somebody's going to have a pool party. You know, Vegas is now about the kids and their pool parties.
That's
it's
true.
It's 3 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Drinking their scissorp. You know what I mean? The kids with their lean.
Sure.
What have you.
One of the things I love about having you on is that you are up to speed
up to no
with
good.
What all the celebrities are doing.
Sure.
You don't miss anything.
No, I don't miss anything.
I feel like you must have 1,000 Google alerts coming to your phone every day.
I do, because I enjoy a wonderful opportunity to spend time with either someone you wouldn't think I would spend time with,
right.
or I am not afraid to speak my mind about a celebrity.
That's why we love you.
Yeah, and I also change my mind about celebrities. I don't know about you guys, but one day I might think that Gwyneth Paltrow is really a pain, and then the next day I have to go, well, she is funny in SNL. So I'll go back and forth. I'm happily
inconsistent. It doesn't mean she's not a pain, though.
I believe she's both. They're not mutually exclusive.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't want her gooping me up anymore.
Right.
But then I was like, oh, she's pretty funny on SNL.
I agree with you, by the way. I don't think it makes any sense to be, you know, somebody is all good or all bad, because very few people are.
Well, that's right. We're a coat of many colors.
But seriously, though, like Justin Bieber, all bad.
All bad.
Yeah,
all bad.
I mean, there are some people, though.
Yes.
Are bad.
Yeah. Yes. Although I do enjoy how Justin Bieber so desperately wants to be African American. He's really giving it the college try.
He really does.
And he makes great life choices moving into that condo in Beverly Hills.
Yep.
I think my mom's actually next door. It looks like an old folks home. But I don't know. I think he's like in my mom's retirement village. But what was he thinking leaving that like compound in Calabasas?
Right.
Where have we learned nothing from the Kardashians? There's nothing you cannot do within the confines of a Calabasas compound.
That's true. But how great is it going to be 20 years from now when Justin Bieber is completely washed up and fat to see all those ridiculous tattoos and still see the way he's probably going to be dressing then? It's going to be hilarious.
You mean when they bring back
the
surreal life and he's in the house and he's like, yo, what's up? I love the Beliebers.
Hey, you mentioned the Kardashians.
Yes.
What is your relationship with them?
First of all, I'm going to admit that doing a show at the Mirage this weekend is humbling for me, and I'll tell you why. Because at the very same casino where I'll be, you know, absolutely slaying the audience, down the hall is a store called, just give me a second, because I might puke a little bit. Mm. It's called Kardashian Chaos, and it's an entire store.
In the Mirage?
Yeah, of their crap.
No.
And
what?
I have to face it every time I perform there.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
They have their own retail
There's like
outlet?
Giant pictures of them, and you can like dress like them, or I guess you're going to mix your animal prints. I don't know how many animal prints those girls can wear at one time, but there's like a zebra scarf that goes with a leopard dress.
I had no idea
dress.
That was a thing.
That's a thing.
What?
They have a whole store where you can go and dress like them.
Have you played the app yet, Kathy?
No, I'm not going to. I don't believe in that app.
What's the app?
There's an app that supposedly the app is free, but then within the app, the articles are saying that Kim Kardashian could make $85 million off an app.
Oh, right.
So I say no. Yes.
Uh-huh.
BS. No, stop it. Stop buying your stuff.
Are you getting any joy out of the fact that there seems to be some real drama in the family now?
Yes. There is always an upside. And I'm fascinated that after all these years of the Kardashians being what I would classify as a fake scripted or soft scripted reality show,
right.
I think this year it's accidentally real. And I don't think they had any intention to do a reality show, but I think what with Rob just, you know, missing and like gaining like 100 pounds.
Right.
And possibly being photographed with the scissorp.
Sure.
With the lean.
Yeah.
And then Lamar possibly just doing crack with various whores. Or just ladies that enjoy crack. I don't mean to say they're whores.
Right.
They could be crack lovers. And also Bruce
Well, that's the saddest
possibly
part of all.
Transitioning before that's our very eyes.
Thing. It sure does seem it, that way.
There's something going on.
Everybody's trying to get away from Chris is what's happening.
Well, what I love is that everybody supports Bruce. Like, you actually don't hear anyone saying, oh, yeah, if he's turned into a chick, that's wrong. I even the haters are like, hey, you know, after everything he's been through, if he wants to change genders, I'm all for it.
He's been in a war zone.
Exactly.
For quite
whatever
some time.
He needs to find some
whatever
peace.
Whatever LGBTQ, whatever letter he wants to pick is number 2, 3, 4. It's fine with
me. As long as it's away from the family, he'll be happy.
Well, I mean, the guy's just gotten his own home, and I like when they say things like Jenner home. And it's really just him. If he could take a chopper out of that family, he would. Just take a helicopter, like the fall of Saigon. If he could just chopper out of that family, he would.
Now, when you hear Kanye and Kim spending so much time apart, as has been reported.
Sure.
What does that say to you, Kathy?
Well, look, I'm going to suggest, and I know this is an old-timey Hollywood notion, but I'm going to suggest that that is what we used to call a marriage of convenience. Because I can only imagine how little time the two of them spend alone.
Right.
I'm thinking there may be, they say something like 10 days in the last year. But those two mental giants, those two Rand Corporation researchers, when I think of the genius, I mean, the cumulative IQ of that duo, I can only imagine that, as you know, Kanye is want to shout, I'm God a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure
I'm a genius.
He's a genius, right?
So, and Kim has that monotone. So I would imagine it to be something like, I told you, I'm God! I literally want the new Hermes bag. Like, literally, like yesterday. I'm God! I told you! I'm God! I literally need, like, two. I'm dying. Like, loves them totes. I'm God! And then they
and
just put the kid to bed.
That's
it. That's it.
I think the most telling thing about their relationship was that she left the castle where they were staying in Ireland for their honeymoon early. It is reported because there wasn't good Wi-Fi. Now, on your honeymoon, it seems like maybe you ought to be able to find something else to do.
But it's with Kanye West.
Other than be on Twitter.
I think that he's actually giving her more cray than even she and her mother could have planned.
I think so, too.
I think he's legit cray. And she's just got to selfie her way out of this whole marriage. Just one selfie at a time. Just go down her body inch by inch until we finally get to the crotch selfie and then say, oh, my gosh, I had to get divorced. She's got to get out of there. Although I think she'll have one more kid. Lock it down.
You do?
I think she's going to lock it down, yeah.
We have a pool on how long they're going to stay married.
What's the pool?
The youngest, the shortest amount of time is at least with 2.5 years.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it goes up to about 5 years. But other than that, it's...
By the way, Kathy, I don't know if you've been on your TMZ yet this morning, but they are reporting today is the 73rd day of their marriage. So she just surpassed where she was with Chris Humphries.
Is that paper or silver?
That I don't know.
Emily Post, but
Kathy Griffin is going to be in Las Vegas this weekend at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. Go to KathyGriffin.com to buy your tickets. Definitely pack the place. Do you have to go or do you want to stick around for one more?
I would love to stay. I love you guys.
Ralph's coming in with the showbiz beat.
Oh, good.
Do it now. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
Kathy Griffin is here with us on The Kevin and Bean Show as her friend Ralph Garman steps in for the showbiz beat on a Monday
morning. I can't wait.
What's going on, Ralph?
Can't wait.
You don't
Kathy
have
Griffin's
to. He's right there.
That's the nicest thing Bean's ever said about me.
Aww. Bean was just breaking down his Taylor Swift top three.
Oh, well, don't
and I
we
like
all?
That there is a top three.
Yeah. He's got to have lists for everything.
Maybe. I know. People love lists.
Oh, because she has so many great songs that you can't narrow it down to three. Is that what you mean, Kathy?
I'm sure you guys have been so sensitive to his love for Taylor Swift.
We
I'm
are
sure
not
you
fans.
Wow.
We are not fans of her or of him liking her.
I did not mean
or
to start
him,
anything.
Quite frankly. Or him. Yeah.
Okay, I just was trying to introduce the topic.
Doesn't that she's always surprised shtick just great on your nerves,
No, I
though?
Love that she's always irritated because when I saw her at the Grammys a couple of years ago, she was already absolutely at the top of her game, gorgeous, on the cover of 17 every other month, and she changed the lyric to some, I don't know what the lyric was, I'm sure it was a breakup song, and then she's saying something like, I'm singing at the Grammys with a fist up like Jesse Owens. And she's always very defiant and unhappy, and I don't know why.
Well,
things
is,
could not be going her way more.
She's stinking rich and 23 and beautiful.
She's
and
a dick.
The world by the
why
end.
The
she's not a dick.
She's a dick.
She's not a why dick. She's a dick.
Here's what it is, and Ralph, I want you to move on.
Language.
But here's what's going on with Taylor Swift, is that she is 24, and mentally, she's still like 15.
I was going to say, I really thought she was still 15.
She has arrested development. Okay. That's what's going on here. Is that she's in a position where she's expected to act like a grown-up, but she is not emotionally mature enough to be a grown-up. And that's the crux of her
problems. Blame Harry Styles for any of this?
We could, but I don't know how it helps.
Okay. I just would like to throw him under the bus.
Okay.
Okay.
I think she's still pining for John Mayer, personally.
Oh, please. You know what? Come on. I mean, my mom slept with him. That is not that special.
I'm sorry, what?
Like, everyone has slept with John Mayer. It's not so special, okay?
And she can't dance either, Taylor Swift. You ever see her weird...
She can't sit down.
Freaky,
painfully white
dancing moves.
Does she do the Elaine dance?
Yeah, she dances like Elaine from Seinfeld. All right, let's get to some showbiz news. This is late-breaking, big TV news. Apparently, Warner Brothers has finally settled their long-standing marathon negotiations with the stars of The Big Bang Theory.
Mm.
Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, and Kaley Cuoco have all settled with Warner Brothers. They're going to finally get to work after delaying the start of The Big Bang Theory shooting for a week now while they tried to hammer out these money issues. Here's what is in the new 3-year contracts for each of these actors. They will get
$1
million per episode.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
For the next 3 years, when all the perks and bonuses are factored in, the actors will likely pocket $90 million over 3 years.
I hate them.
But here's what I'm
going to
say.
You were getting that on Suddenly Susan, though. You're getting
I start my first year of Suddenly Susan was $1.5 million an episode. I carried that baby.
Here's what I'm going to say, though. It's a successful show.
I understand
that. It's clearly making enough money that they'll pay him.
If that's what they're making, trust me, some white dude in a suit who okayed the show 15 years ago is getting more than that.
Right.
So I am actually ultimately pro-actor, but boy, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they've upped their back-end percentages. They're getting a little piece of the deal.
Well, good, because that upfront $90 million can't help.
No, this is all factored in.
Who can live like that?
The 90 mil is all of it. All right. Part
I see.
Yeah, okay. 90 mil. You burned through that.
Oh, in one weekend.
Yeah. They're at the Kardashian Chaos
store
when you're
picking. I'm their best customer.
There's still a couple actors yet to sign. Simon Helberg and Kunal Nayar.
Okay, nice.
Kunal Nayar.
Why don't you butcher the name again?
Kathy, why don't you act more?
Every so often I act.
That's
what
I'm saying.
I was on Law & Order
so
SUV. Mm-hmm. And
he said
as
more.
My mother calls it. Yeah,
SUV.
My mother calls it.
Would you ever
SUV.
Do another series?
I would do a series if I could. You know, like I've had 3 series with my name on there, so I kind of like to sort of drive the show, the
gotcha.
Ship there.
Yeah. So for the right opportunity, you'll jump.
Yes,
back
yes, correct.
Speaking of television, CSI is having another spinoff.
All right,
no.
That franchise is
what city now?
On.
You're kidding.
This is a CSI Cyber. It's not going to place in any city. It's going to take place in the
in
cloud.
In the planet? The solar system?
Cyber.
In the cloud. In the world
iCloud?
Of the internet.
Oh, no.
Kathy.
I'm afraid they're going to start that fire challenge. I don't like that.
Peter,
it's very bizarre.
Peter McNichol will star. Remember him from Ally McBeal?
Love
yes.
Oh, he's
a Sophie's great
choice.
Actor.
Played
yep.
the biscuit on
yep.
that. And Patricia Arquette will also join.
Oh, Medium. I love her.
She'll play a special agent. And nothing screams
Medium.
Special agent more than Patricia Arquette. No, I'm sorry. Special needs is what she screamed, not special agent.
Oh, she was Medium, for God's sake.
I know, but she was like, oh, all these ghosts are talking to me.
She's an Arquette. That's how they talk.
But she's not
they're
an FBI agent.
They're from a commune,
agent.
And they grew up in a hut or something. And there's a lot of mud
yeah,
hut. I don't know.
They're
very communal, hippie lifestyle.
Yeah, but she doesn't scream FBI agent to me.
Well, then...
Good point.
You showed me.
You got me there.
Let's... By the way, Ralph, I love whatever name you say. Kathy has their IMDb on her tongue.
Oh,
I
no.
Mean, like,
I'm ready
what
to
everybody
go.
Does.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. What else you got?
Christina Aguilera has joined the
oh,
ranks.
Oh, my God, burlesque. How many times can you see it?
Of Britney and Demi by showing off her pregnant nude body in V Magazine. She's posed for some nude pregnancy pictures.
Okay, now, first of all, clarify which Demi. So you mean Demi Moore, not Demi Lovato. Because
right.
if you're starting a rumor that Demi Lovato is pregnant with Wilder Bang Your Mama's Kid, then that would be fantastic.
That would be pretty good.
Demi, yeah. not Demi, but Demi.
Okay, okay.
She was kind of the legendary, the first one to show her
yes,
pregnant.
Yes, in the Annie Leibovitz pictures and
Vanity
Fair.
Fair
cover, yes.
And then Britney Spears did it as well. And now Christina, ex-Tina, as of course she is occasionally known, is also showing off her very pregnant body in nude photographs.
Well, we're going to watch her body fluctuate, I'll tell you right now. And I could watch that all day.
Yes.
When she goes skinny to fat. I love it. She's like a very good singing Christy Alley.
She goes from Ex-Tina to double XL's Tina.
Yes. And then the hair turns platinum and the extensions come out and it's bedlam. I'm in for the whole circus, the whole ride.
So pick up V Magazine and we'll see a pregnant, naked Christina Aguilera.
Sure.
Do you want to see
Kathy's
it?
Kathy's in.
I'm in for any.
She wants to see it all.
Photos, photoshopped or otherwise. Any pregnancy photos, mostly weight fluctuation is what I'm mostly interested in. Yes. Right. Humanizes them. Humanizes.
By the way, Kim Kardashian says she's 22 pounds overweight and she's panicked now.
Yeah, she is.
Love it. Yeah.
But she doesn't look like she works out.
How can you tell in her body whether she's 22 pounds overweight
or not?
Well,
first of all, her boobs are so gigantic now that I don't see her on a treadmill. I see her just more. She's going to have to shop it off. She's going to have to shop it off one Robertson Boulevard at a time.
It's the only way she'll burn calories. Mm-hmm. Today's celebrity birthdays. Richard Belzer is 70 years old today. You know Belzer?
Of course I do. Legend.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's
living
the best.
Legend.
He's only got one nut, you know.
Yeah, it's a Law & Order SUV. Who cares?
I would. I wouldn't care what show I was on if I only had one nut.
Even SUV? Like, it's the best of the Law & Order.
I want both my nuts.
Oh, fine.
Call
wow,
me crazy.
It's never enough, Mary.
I didn't know the nut thing.
Yeah, he had testicular cancer. They had to take a nut.
Okay, bros. Okay. Nicely done.
Billy Bob Thornton, who has both of his nuts.
Oh, no kidding.
He's got extra nuts.
How did he get to do an Oprah masterclass? I mean, really, how did that happen on your watch? Like, one minute he was just crazy, and now he's doing Fargo, and now Oprah says, oh, you're okay? No! Crazy!
We don't
with
really
a wig.
Control
crazy
Oprah.
With a wig.
Okay. Oprah needs some eyes. That's what she needs.
Whatever
it takes to get people to look.
How did that meeting go down where
whatever
Oprah and Billy Bob Thornton are sitting around, and she's like, you know what? You should have a masterclass! Billy Bob, you're normal! He's not normal.
No, he's
masterclass
not at all.
Should be for, you know, Morgan Freeman and Sharon Stone. Did you see the Sharon Stone one?
No. They gave her a masterclass?
Hello, where have you been, Grandma?
Well, Billy Bob Thornton certainly earned a masterclass if you go into Sharon Stone.
You've got to hear about Sharon Stone's aneurysm. She saw the light and everything.
Her entire acting career is showing off her vagina.
Well, that's, you know, pays the rent.
Smaller rent now than it used to, but...
But still, it's still a masterclass worthy.
Sure.
Daniel Day-Kim of Lost and Hawaii Five-O is 46 years old today. Nothing on him.
Just he's probably glad to be out of the humidity.
All right.
That's all.
Greta Gerwig is 31. And our president of these United States, President Barack Hussein Obama, celebrates his 53rd birthday.
Socialist.
Okay.
I'm just saying Hussein with
stop
a name like Hussein.
That. What is the matter with you?
It's like Smuckers.
When did you turn into my 94-year-old alcoholic mother? All right,
saying,
Sean Hannity, calm down.
53 years ago today.
This is great.
In Kenya, a young man was born who grew
why
up
why don't
to
you get your
United
box
States
of wine,
America.
Maggie, and your moo and your diaper, and we'll talk it out.
Don't get me started.
Ralph has turned into my mother in
How
front of my very eyes.
How about those borders, too? How about those borders?
Huh? Not secure enough for you?
What about that? Yeah, the borders.
You want to build the wall?
And don't bring any more Ebola patients into this country.
He's American. They're bringing him home.
I don't like it.
To the CDC.
I'm with Donald Trump on this one.
Oh, you're with Donald Trump.
Well, the man speaks logic, Kathy, and man, he makes sense.
Buy your ticket. We are into the first full week of August now, you guys, and that means the Auto Club Speedway is happening at the end of this month on the 29th and 30th. The IndyCar Series World Championships. We got tickets for both days and pit passes for caller 20 right now at 1-800-520-1067. Ralph, I'm glad you're in here because Kevin's losing his mind.
Well, I am losing my mind.
There's the news. You want the weather?
It's funny, too, because we have this conversation a lot where it's where Ralph says, if that was me, I would take my own life.
Oh, yeah. I would have checked that a long time ago.
Right, but you don't have that option if you're me. So,
oh, sure you do.
Well, you know, really. I mean,
yeah, take it.
But some things are worse than others. Most things don't bother me. Most things I can laugh off. Yesterday, I could not laugh off.
But I think you're being way too hard on yourself, Kevin. Look, you're still a fully functioning adult person who's able to get up, get dressed, generally make it to work on time, perform, and then go home and be with your family. I mean, you're living. It's not like you're in a home. You're not ready for the rubber room yet.
Define fully functional, Bean. Fully functional?
Yes, I think that Kevin is
look,
navigating through the world.
He only has three items of clothing. It's like Geronimals. He has to match a hoodie, a T-shirt, and shorts every morning. Any monkey could put on a hoodie, T-shirt, and shorts.
About half the time they don't match either.
All right, so and he barely gets to work.
So yesterday I was hungry and I wanted to go to Taco Bell. So I drove to Taco Bell and I ordered what I normally order there: the number one with a diet and a black cherry freeze.
Because you've got to have a pound of sugar or else it's not a meal.
Does.
I love it.
So there is something to be said about a grown-ass man, though, going to Taco Bell for dinner. That is maybe a different conversation.
Wait, you can't come at me like that. That's not the story. So I pull up to the window. She takes my money. She hands me my my drink, my soft drink, my Diet Coke, and the freeze.
You always get the drinks first at the drive-thru. That's the way it works.
I give her the money. She gives me the change. I drive home. And I pull into the driveway, and I get out of the car, and I walk in.
Wait a minute.
And I walk in with the drink and with the freeze. And then I go, I forgot the food.
part.
You're still hungry when you got home, were you?
Didn't have any actual food. Paid for it. Got a receipt for it.
Drove away.
Didn't even realize till you got out of the car.
Home inside my house.
That I, hey, why isn't there any food
hey,
in my mouth?
No food here. Now, that's actually interesting to me, Kevin, because isn't rule one is they always F you at the drive-thru? Don't you have a habit of opening the bag to make sure your food is in it before you drive away like most people?
No, I never do that.
Not
no.
Kevin.
No, I'm trusting.
I'll eat the bag.
So then I think, so now.
I don't care what's in it. If I have to, I'll eat the bag. You have sugar, any sugar bags? You sell sugar bags?
So now I
have, how about choco bags? Do you have chocolate bags?
So now I have a quandary. Do I go back to that Taco Bell and tell them that I just drove off without the food? Or do I just go somewhere else? Or do I find something else to eat? But I already paid for it. So I drove back to the Taco Bell, and there were, I don't know, two or three cars ahead of me. So now, may I ask an additional question here? I'm sorry. I'm trying to sure. visualize this whole evening in my mind. Are you only shopping for one at this point, or are you bringing home? Okay, so this isn't like you have other people counting on you for food. This is all about what Kevin needs to eat. I don't think I would be trusted with other people's food. Okay, gotcha. So there's three or four cars in the driveway now, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I could actually go in front of them. Because I already paid and ordered, and my food's probably just sitting right there because I forgot it. But then I don't want to be an a-hole, so I'll wait in line. And I waited in line for 15 minutes.
Let me ask you this. Is it only a drive-thru restaurant? Or can you go inside to this restaurant?
Oh, no. It's a Taco Bell. You can walk up to it. Didn't occur to me, not once.
Why did you park the car and just walk into the counter?
Did not occur
Why
to me.
Why are you waiting behind four cars for 15 minutes?
Didn't occur to me.
How did it not occur to you?
I'm baffled by the fact that I forgot the food.
That's a great question, Ralph.
Shut up, Eve.
So I would park the car, walk in, and deal with someone at the counter face to face.
That's an option. Okay.
It's more than an option. Right. It's the thing to do.
Right, but I didn't do it. Okay, so now I'm waiting 15 minutes, and I pull up to the drive-thru, and it's a different person. So I say, I ordered some food, and I forgot to take it. And she says, can I take your order? So
no, I read the orders, right. But here's the thing. Right. I did not take food with me after order.
So then I didn't know exactly what to do, so I gave her the same order again that I had before. And then I figured when I got up to the window, I would say, this is what I ordered before, but I forgot it. I'm sure you have it sitting right there, you know. To give to somebody, whoever.
After she's rung it up and has to get it voided by her manager.
That happened. Right.
Hey, wait, how can I create more work for the people inside the restaurant?
How can I punish them for my inanity?
So then I pull up to the window, and it's a different person at the window as well. So nobody there knows that I ordered, paid, and left my food.
Wait, hold on a second. I have to ask this question. Did you go to a different Taco Bell?
That would have been the best answer ever.
I did not, no. Because it's starting to sound like it, because no one from 15 minutes ago works there anymore.
So
what are the chances they've had a complete turnover of employees since you went home and came back?
So I say to the woman, hey, I already ordered the food. I already paid, but I just drove off without the food. And she closes the window, the drive-thru window, and she goes and talks.
Dealing with a mental patient.
She goes and talks to somebody else. And that somebody else was there and remembered and came over, and she opened the window, and she went, you left your food. And I said, I know, I'm back to
get. Did you say that rarely happens where people come to Taco Bell and leave without their tacos? Because if you go to a place with the name of the product in the name of it,
right,
you should recognize that you don't have that.
And I was starving, by the way. And now I'm in like 35 minutes into this whole process. So the woman remembers and says, you drove off with your food, and laughs, which is rightfully so. And she hands me a bag of food. She says, do you need anything else? I say, no, I drive home and I eat.
Has your wife left you, Kevin?
No. She just was not home. She was out at dinner with my mom was in town and stuff. And
you weren't invited again.
You know, my mom doesn't like me much.
They went out to dinner without you?
It's a long story. Mom and your wife were having dinner out someplace, and you were left on your own accord for Taco Bell?
It's because I had work to do. I was going to edit a video for today and blah, blah, blah.
I see. I got you.
So all that happened.
Doesn't Melissa know that she needs to leave something in a paper bag for you to eat while she's out?
Paper bag. She needs to leave a bowl on the floor with some kibble in it and some fresh water.
I feel like I handled myself pretty well. I'm good.
You did everything just right.
I'm happy with the way things worked out. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:39.
Mike Tanner of Burbank. We'll see that band right there, the Arctic Monkeys, this Thursday night at Staples Center. That
that is sold out. So way to go, Mike, and thank you for listening. Ralph, it's your time for our final look at the showbiz beat on a Monday morning. What's going on?
Important detail we did not get in the last break during Kevin's story about how he paid for his Taco Bell and then drove off without it.
What?
Through the drive-thru. It was brought up by listener Dan, and I thought it was important to check this out because this could be understandable, honey. Were you high? Were you high when you went to Taco Bell?
Wow, great question.
Because Taco Bell is an excellent munchies location when you are stoned to go there to get your fill. So were you high when you were at the drive-thru?
That would make it better for me,
though,
wouldn't
it? Understandable because if you were like, oh, man, I got my freeze. Yeah. That's all I need. And then, you know, you're just so eager to get to the freeze where you were high, you forgot the taco.
I'm going
to
go with yes because that makes me look better.
But in reality?
No.
You were not.
No.
Shame. Thought we had an out for you there, but damn. Not. Hey, this is big TV news. Warner Brothers has announced that The Big Bang Theory will continue on. You know, there was some dicey negotiations going on there. The show's production schedule was pushed back a week because they were supposed to start last week, but they didn't have contracts in place for Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, or Kaley Cuoco. They have finally nailed down those contracts. Brand new 3-year contracts for each of those actors worth $1 million per episode. Then when you factor in all the perks, including signing bonuses and back-end fees, a little piece of the production for each of the actors, they will likely pocket north of $90 million over the next 3 years.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
And although there will be people who hear that news who just shake their head and go, they're not worth it. They are worth it.
Well, the show's a massive hit.
That's what's shocking.
Somebody's making that money. They just want some of it. That's crazy.
I mean, the producers will make it because they are already making it because it's in syndication already. And the advertising dollars that CBS makes off that show are significant. So they're getting their piece. Makes you wonder what the worth of that show is.
Yeah, no kidding.
If they can afford to pay 3 actors out of a cast of, I don't know, 6, 7, 8. If they can pay 3 of those actors $1 million an episode.
That's something.
Plus production costs, whatever it costs to make an episode of television, and still make a significant profit on top of all that. There are 2 actors still yet without contracts. Melissa Rauch and Mayim Bialik have already signed on, but Simon Helberg and Kunal Nair still waiting to close their deals. And everyone expects that'll happen today or at the latest tomorrow, so then they'll get back to work by Wednesday. 3 more years of Big Bang Theory for those of
you. Do you guys know anyone who watches that show?
I don't.
I know lots of people watch that show.
Watch on and off, yeah.
It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Guardians of the Galaxy, speaking of making a lot of money, $94 million over the weekend. Made it the number 1 movie at the box office. Lucy then came in second with a paltry $18.3 million. Hardly worth mentioning. Get On Up, the debut of the James Brown biopic. $14 million. Hercules and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes were the top 5 movies. Then Planes, Fire and Rescue, The Purge, Sex Tape, And So It Goes, and A Most Wanted Man were the top 10 movies at the box office. Good news, people. Jennifer Lawrence is single. According to Radar Online, Jennifer Lawrence and her longtime boyfriend Nicholas Hoult have called it quits once again. They've been together for a long time, but apparently things were just not working out. There's no scandal, no cheating, just apparently schedule issues, and they had to go their separate ways. Happens sometimes.
Now, Kevin, you called dibs, right?
I did call dibs.
So you've got next on Jennifer Lawrence?
Okay. Then I found out from somebody that maybe that's not how it works.
Really?
So that's sort of a bummer.
I accepted it. I was going to go for it, but I backed off when I saw that you called first.
You're supposed to. I mean, that was my understanding as well.
I called shotgun. Which means I get to have sex with Kevin while he's having sex with her.
Oh my God.
Right next to him. I just get to sit next to him while
I rescind my dibs?
You get dibs, but I get shotgun. No. I called shotgun. Mm, you have to respect it. Kevin would go to pick up Jennifer Lawrence on their date and then leave without her when he got to the house.
He'd get to the movies and go, wait a minute, I thought I was with someone.
Why am I in movies alone? I'm supposed to have Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, who cares? I have milk duds.
And then he would just eat a lot of chocolate and he'd feel better.
I wonder how Jennifer Lawrence goes about finding a new boyfriend when everybody wants to date her.
You know how she does it? Yes. That's all she has to do. Yeah. She says yes in the general direction of someone. And then she's got a new boyfriend. Congratulations to Kevin's poker buddy, Cheryl Hines. She got married over the weekend. to John F. Kennedy Jr.
I thought it was Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I was going to say, that's something.
You do not want to marry
that's a story.
John F. Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cheryl said, I do, in front of 300 big-name guests, including Larry David, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Kevin Nealon. They were all there to celebrate in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, of course, there in the family compound.
Sounds like a lot of people I play poker with, and
somehow, strangely, someone was
not
invited.
Did not get the invite?
One of us didn't make it.
That's so strange. Maybe they knew you couldn't find Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Maybe that's what the
problem is. How dare you?
That's got to be kind of weird to marry into that family.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Weird or awesome.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool to be a Kennedy?
I guess. Hey, has she changed her last name, does it say? It
does not say whether she will become a Kennedy or not. I'm guessing not. She's got professional commitments with her. Her name is already provides her a certain amount of recognizability, and so.
And look what it does for people who do take their names, like Rebecca Romijn.
Yes, right.
Gets awkward.
Or Kim Kardashian West.
Right.
Well, we're talking about the Kardashians. Bruce Jenner is in the news. Have you seen the new photos?
No.
With this new hairdo?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He is rocking that classic 80s mullet, basically. His old school look.
Has he lost it?
Feathered in the front and part in the center and then just long and flowing in the back. He's got his hockey hair on display for all to see.
You think he's lost it?
He is.
You think that family just drove him crazy?
Yeah, I think he's about a week and a half away, I think, of wearing tissue boxes for slippers and just panhandling outside your local Starbucks. So if you see Jenner, throw him a couple bucks. The guy was an American hero, for God's sakes. He was able to run fast and do things. And these reboots are coming so fast. After a franchise has seemingly just paused for a moment, they're already jumping on it and rebooting it, such as the case with The Transporter. The Jason Statham franchise, The Transporter?
Oh, yeah.
Already
rebooting that. I thought
that was still going on. It is not. They are redoing it. Luc Besson, who gave us Lucy with Scarlett Johansson, he is rebooting The Transporter franchise with Ed Skrein. Skrein?
Sure.
He's from Game of Thrones. He will take over in the role of Frank Martin, the guy who will deliver anything for a price. In the brand-new Transporter, Martin goes to Taco Bell to pick up an order for a gangster and then leaves without it. And he gets into big trouble with the mob boss and hell's...
How dare you.
Hell gets paid.
When are they going to reboot that Guardians of the Galaxy, by the way? This one's been out since Friday already.
So bored with these characters.
So bored.
How about some fresh blood in that franchise?
Seriously, bring in some younger actors to play those roles. Stupid old Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt anymore. Run around, Star-Lord. No one's buying it.
If you haven't seen that, that is a... great movie.
Maybe I'll go see it today.
It's a great movie. You'll love it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Greta Gerwig is 31 years old. Daniel Day Kim turns 46.
Oh, he was great as Lincoln. He was tremendous as Lincoln.
Daniel Day.
And There Will Be Blood. He couldn't have been any better in that. Gangs of New York, the guy, everything he does, man. He's just
Daniel Day Lewis.
Phenomenal.
Different day. D-A-Y. D-A-Y.
I think I would have heard about that if there were two guys with that name.
Daniel Day Kim. 46. He is from Lost and Hawaii 5-0. Billy Bob Thornton's 59. Comedian, actor, legend Richard Belzer is 70 years old. And our president, Barack Obama, celebrates his 53rd
birthday. Is our president, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I think it's pretty safe at this point to say he is our president.
I think only a natural-born American can run for president.
It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu.
Exactly.
Right?
Those three stooges.
Obama! And Biden, are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
Yeah, exactly. Both of those Three Stooges. That's like a moment with Hank Williams Jr. right there.
It is.
That's Kevin Worthy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
The world is turning my way.
Yeah, it is. It's been your way for a long time, Kevin.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We've got your tickets for The Expendables 3. And we also have two guys that are going to fight each other in the UFC. One is named John Jones. One is named Daniel Cormier. And they will both be in our studios tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.